on the internet at rockiesautos.com and browse the inventory that way, or you can get out there and see them in person, corner of 63rd and Federal.
Jay Martin, Tom Hartman, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes, and Rachel Maddow. AM 760, Progressive Talk in High Definition. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
8 more U.S. dead in Iraq. New sanctions against Sudan.
Brutal treatment of innocent civilians in Darfur is unacceptable.
An NFL star drowns.
His jet ski flipped over on Lake Pontchartrain.
Reality TV, Dutch style.
The winner gets a dying woman's kidney.
Good morning, I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. The U.S. toll in Iraq is climbing again. The military says 8 soldiers were killed yesterday in Diyala province. 6 died in roadside explosions, while the other 2 were killed in a helicopter crash. In Baghdad, at least 38 people have been killed today in 2 separate bombings. And there's been an abduction in the heart of the capital. CBS News reporter Phil Lipner has the latest.
Gunmen dressed in Iraqi uniforms kidnapped 3 German nationals from a lecture hall in the center of Baghdad. The 3 were teaching at a Ministry of Finance facility when the gunmen burst in and took them away in a convoy of cars.
Amid the ongoing violence, there's reportedly growing doubt that Iraq will be able to meet the goals laid out by President Bush. Live to CBS News correspondent Steve Kathan.
And these doubts are expressed by military officials and Iraqis who tell the Los Angeles Times it may be impossible to meet top goals by September. That's the time the new war funding resolution runs out, and when the U.S. commander, General David Petraeus, gives a key status report. The only goal that seems to stand a real chance over the summer is an oil-sharing agreement between Sunnis, Shiites, and Kurds. Real political change, reconciliation, or new local elections, these officials say, may be just too much of a long shot. Nick?
The stage is set for President Bush to announce harsher sanctions against Sudan. We're live at the White House this morning with CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer.
Nick, the president hopes the new economic penalties he's discussing at this hour will force Sudan to stop the brutality in Darfur. Mr. Bush signaled growing impatience with the situation last month.
It is evil we're now seeing in Sudan, and we're not going to back down.
So the president's now ordering stiffer enforcement of current sanctions. He'll block more Sudanese companies from using U.S. banks. The U.S. also wants a U.N. resolution against Sudan. Human rights groups have been pressuring for more action to stop the Darfur violence. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
And CBS News reporter Catherine Arms in Nairobi says there is little doubt the new sanctions will have an impact.
To hit many of these companies that are doing a very lucrative business with Sudan, it will certainly affect the government, it'll affect output, and it'll affect how much people actually want to invest in Sudan.
Iran's judiciary says formal charges have been lodged against 3 Iranian Americans held in a Tehran prison since early this month, all are accused of endangering national security and espionage. Among the group is Hale Esfandieri, a scholar with the Woodrow Wilson Center in Washington. The body of New England Patriots defensive end Marquise Hill has been found in New Orleans' Lake Pontchartrain. Reporter Katie Moore says Hill had been missing since Sunday night.
His jet ski flipped over on Lake Pontchartrain. He and a friend from college from LSU were riding the jet ski in the area without life jackets.
Hill's body was discovered about a quarter mile from where the accident occurred. The saga of 2 humpback whales has taken them closer to the Pacific Ocean, but after swimming about 24 miles down the Sacramento River, the mother humpback and her calf have stopped again near a bridge. Captain Paul Hamilton with the California Fish and Game Department says they face new dangers now that they're in an area with heavier boat traffic.
Right now we're enforcing a safety zone around the whales with the 9 boats using law enforcement boats from Contra Costa County, California Department of Fish and Game, in the U.S. Coast Guard.
Biologists say the whales need saltier water to help heal wounds apparently caused by a boat propeller. Time on the roundup is now 4 minutes past the hour.
Consolidate high-interest credit card bills into one new low monthly payment. Call the mortgage store, 303-423-7171.
Good morning, I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. An autopsy is set for today for a 65-year-old Littleton man who collapsed and died while taking part in the Boulder Boulder, the first death in the race's 29-year history. The Boulder Coroner's Office identified the man as Ross Jack Lowe. Paramedics on bicycles saw Lowe collapse and were able to treat him in less than a minute with a defibrillator and breathing tube. But it was too late. CU Professor Ward Churchill says he'll file a lawsuit if the Board of Regents tries to fire him. That after reports, CU President Hank Bowers Brown is recommending Churchill be given the old heave-ho. could be several weeks before the Churchill case ends up in the region's hands. And a bill aimed at preventing illegal immigrants from avoiding prosecution is now on the desk of Governor Ritter. That measure would require illegal immigrants accused of a crime be rearrested if they return to the states. Critics fear it would prevent illegals or Americans who are Latino from being able to bond out of jail. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Good morning. Very nice conditions as we get back to the normal work week. Nothing in the way of slowdowns. We're free of wrecks. In fact, traffic still at good speeds on I-70 between Wheat Ridge and Aurora. I-25 fairly light through the tech center. We're just filling in southbound as usual from 104th to 84th and, of course, into downtown. Your high country drive along I-70 couldn't be better. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today, increasing clouds with storms and showers and much cooler temperatures and a high of 85.
When you love what you do, it's impossible not to be successful doing it. So when it comes to investing your life into a franchise opportunity, how do you know you'll find a franchise that you'll absolutely love? We're Franchise Revenue Systems. Our passion is finding the perfect franchise opportunity to meet your passion and financial resources. If you're a young entrepreneur looking to find that modest seed you can nurture into a lifetime of wealth, we'll help you find it. If you're a seasoned business pro, ready to go big time on your own, we'll work big time to help you find it. Call today and get a free guide revealing the top secrets to starting a franchise. It's yours free with our compliments. Love what you do. Let us help. Give us a call today and get your guide to the top secrets to starting a franchise free as our gift to your entrepreneurial spirit. Call 1-800-922-6939. 1-800-922-6939. 1-800-922-6939.
Running a small business is like raising a child. You nurture it, giving up your time and energy just to make sure it grows and stays healthy. You sacrifice yourself to give it every chance at success. But if you haven't incorporated yet, it could all disappear in an instant, taking with it your personal assets like your car, your life savings, even your home. Fortunately, incorporating your business is fast and easy. In fact, you can do it in just 10 minutes. And there's an easy way to find out more. Just request a free guide today and learn about the wonderful benefits of incorporation from the Company Corporation. We don't offer legal or financial advice, but we have been helping people incorporate for over 100 years. Call 1-800-497-5951. Protect your family and personal assets by forming a corporation or a limited liability company. Take your first step by requesting a free guide. Call 1-800-497-5951. 1-800-497-5951. That's 1-800-497-5951.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-557-1362. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-557-1362. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now, 1-800-557-1362. 1-800-557-1362.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away.
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right up.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-550-7870. Again, that's 1-800-550-7870. 1-800-550-7870.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read just one? Hi, I'm Jeff Flam, founder of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your entire family. Kids do better in school, teens can score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo of IQ is only available for a limited time, so call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-401-3267. That's 1-800-401-3267. 1-800-401-3267.
Well, I lost that chance a long time ago. Good morning. It's 6:10, 10 minutes after 6. Thunderstorms likely today. High today of 66. Hope you had a good Memorial Day weekend. We had a really good one. Did you have a good one, John?
Yeah, it was awesome. Awesome.
Yeah, did you spank any whitey?
I didn't play any golf at all this weekend, no.
Oh, no golf at all, huh?
It was all family fun.
Oh, okay, well.
Took the kids out to Cherry Creek Reservoir yesterday.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Was it jammed out there? It was crowded out there, wasn't it?
It was crowded. It was crowded. I got in, you know, there's two different entrances to get in there. And the one I went in, no problem at all. There's two cars in front of me. Some friends of mine were coming from the east side, and there was, like, they waited in line for like an hour, hour and a half to get in.
Hmm.
So it was packed. It was a lot of fun. There was a group of us, you know, four couples, nine kids. That's how you know you're getting old, is when all your friends start having kids.
Yeah, that's, you know what? That's a really good point. All right, today is Tuesday, but it feels like Monday, doesn't it? Doesn't it feel like Monday today?
No, I had to work yesterday, so it feels like Thursday to me.
Yeah, thanks to Aaron Hart, too, by the way, who filled in. I certainly do appreciate that. And it's comforting to know, I was just sending a friend of mine an email, it's comforting to know that I have no more days off until July the 5th. None. All right, 303.
That's only like 5 weeks, Jay.
Hey, man, 5 weeks is an eternity.
True. In this business, yes.
Okay. 303-713-7600. A couple of things here before we get underway. We've got Congressman Mark Udall on this morning around 8:15. We'll ask him about his vote last week about the war in Iraq, and we'll see what he has to say. I have a great deal of respect for him, so I'm real interested in his answer. I got a bunch of emails from people. Two things always get me. One, why do you email me when I'm not working? Send me emails that are intended for Aaron Hart. I can't answer them. All I can do is forward them to her. And the other thing is, I got a bunch of emails from people. Oh, don't walk away from the Democratic Party. Don't do that. Even though I was disgusted last week and disappointed in the vote. But I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do it. Because independent efforts don't work. Democrat Barack Obama is the top 2008 presidential contender in the United States, according to a poll by Zogby International. At least 46% of the respondents who support the Illinois senator in a head-to-head contest against four prospective Republican nominees. Obama holds a three-point edge over Arizona Senator John McCain, a six-point lead over former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani. Is Rudy's star starting to fade? And I hate to kick this off with politics at 6:13 in the morning, but is his star starting to fade, Rudy's? Do you think? People are starting to get hip to the fact that the reason he was wandering around on the streets of New York the day of 9/11 is because his office got blown up in the World Trade Center and he had nowhere else to go. No, that's true. And McCain has a 17-point advantage over both former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney and former actor and former Tennessee Senator Fred Thompson. who believes they're terrorists everywhere and they're out to get us. In other contests, both New York Senator Hillary Rodham Clinton and former North Carolina Senator John Edwards lead Romney and Thompson. Betrayal, Giuliani and McCain. New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson is virtually tied with Thompson and leads Romney by 3 points and trails Giuliani and McCain. So, we'll see what happens. On May 27th, Obama pledged to provide proper assistance for active duty soldiers, declaring we're falling short in addressing the mental health care needs of those heroes, and that's inexcusable. I believe strongly that there is a sacred trust between this country and those who serve it. That trust begins the moment service members signs on and lasts the duration of his or her life. By the way, did anybody see, or am I the only, Mary and I the only ones who saw this? Did anybody see the CBS 60 Minutes? Did anybody see that on Sunday night? Did you see that about the profile of the Iowa National Guard? Did you see that, John?
I didn't, but it was talked about yesterday on the show a little bit.
Oh, whew. Boy, was that rough. Was that rough watching that? What those people have gone through. See, we just don't have any idea. We don't have any idea. We're not making any sacrifice. What sacrifice are we making? We're not making any at all. What sacrifice should we be making? But we're not making any at all. And that hits home when you see stuff like that. People who leave their families behind like that, their families just move on. They just continue with their life. Whew. I saw that and I was just, I don't know what to say. See, here's the thing. You don't want to get on the air and you don't want to appear irrational. That's the whole thing. You don't want to appear irrational. You don't want to appear to be crazy and out of the mainstream. And in order to solve adult problems, we have to think like adults. But when I saw that, I have to admit to you, I was incapable of thinking like an adult. I thought to myself, this is a crime. This is a crime beyond all crimes. Oh, look at this whole war. And it's all built on lies. And here are these poor people. And I don't mean in the sense of economically poor. I mean in the sense of, like, tragically emotionally. And it makes me feel bad. And it should make you feel bad, too. And I've always noticed this, that people who support this thing, this war, people who think this thing is right, and that we're doing the right thing, and they have a right to their opinions, they have a right to their views, but you always try to personalize it, or at least I do. And you know, I always try to ask them the question, well, what about if it was your son or your daughter? Or maybe it was you. And they always say, oh, no problem. No problem. And I've got a friend of mine whose son is going over there and is really going to do dangerous duty. In that he's going to do the same thing that those Iowa National Guardsmen were doing, which is to escort these convoys. And I know that he's troubled by it. I know that his wife is troubled by it, but it's something that his son chose to do. You know, maybe that's where we make our big mistake. Maybe we don't personalize this stuff enough. Maybe we don't try to look at it on a personal level. Because most of us, we're not required to make any concrete or tangible sacrifice whatsoever. The worst thing we got going on right now that seems very frustrating is that gas is 11% higher now than it was Memorial Day a year ago. People are grumbling about that. Even though oil is trading at a lower price, And there might be one or two people out there, there might be one or two of you, who might have somebody in your family or might know somebody who has to go or is over there. But for most of us, we're not affected. As a matter of fact, and I don't know, John, maybe you can correct me on this, but how many people do we have, like, employed in this building? We probably have, like, 500, would you say?
I'd say it's probably somewhere between 200 and 300.
200 and 300? Have you ever met anybody in here? And I'm sure there's got to be somebody in here, but have you ever met anybody in here whose son or daughter or family member is in Iraq?
Nope.
No, I haven't either. Now, I'm not saying that to point that out, that anybody in this building, regardless of what radio station they're on or regardless of what they do, that they're less patriotic than anybody else. I'm just saying that a lot of us just don't know anybody. Well, I guess I do. I know one person who's been there, although he wasn't in Iraq. He was in an adjacent Arab country doing supplies, and I know one person whose son is gone now. And I haven't talked to him in a while.
I have a cousin there.
Okay. But other than that, I've never bumped into anybody else who's ever said to me, well, my son or my daughter's over there.
There's a huge disconnect, like you were talking about a little earlier. I mean, it just doesn't affect us.
Yeah, does anybody find that to be strange? Does anybody find that to be weird? 303-713-7600. I'm just... There's tons of stuff to talk about. I'm just throwing this off the top of my head. I just really wonder about this. Particularly those of us that are older and remember Vietnam, where it was like everybody you knew was headed to Vietnam. Now, this is like a hidden...
Special agent, have you reached the safe?
Copy that. I'm at the safe now.
Can you crack the code?
They've left a clue. It says where auto insurance is as easy as quote by print... That's no secret. It's Esurance. E-S-U-R-A-N-C-E. Opening safe now. E is for easy, online convenience. S is for save, with great discounts. U is for unbelievably fast quotes. R is for reliable. Esurance is there for you 24/7 every day of the year. A is for affordable rates. N is for nice, friendly service. C is for compare with Esurance prices to other companies. And E is for excellent financial strength.
Good work. Sounds like you cracked the code, Special Agent.
Well, everyone knows that E-S-U-R-A-N-C-E spells fast, easy auto insurance.
Quote by print instantly at Esurance. Get your quote from Esurance.com today.
Really pretty.
But we're not here for
20% off.
Yeah, but
it has a remote.
I'll get another cart.
Want to save big on a gorgeous new ceiling fan? Head to the Home Depot right now and get 20% off all in-stock ceiling fans by popular brands like Hampton Bay and Hunter. Now till May 30th, only at the Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid in U.S. only. See store for details.
622, 22 minutes after 6 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Hey, Rockies Autos. Largest selection of clean, late model used vehicles in all of Colorado. If you're looking for a gas saver, man, Rockies is on it with Volkswagen, Honda, Saab, Toyota, Pontiac, Nissan, Dodge, Chevy, Ford, and a whole lot more. I can't even name how many vehicles they have out there. They've got over 550 on the lot. And great people to deal with, too, like the Alshire brothers, Tom and Marv, and Spanky Herrera, and Freddie Labrato, and Gerard Menard, and Johnny Mays, and Adolph, and Juan, and the list of good people just goes on and on. Matching down incentives going on, your chance to stretch your bucks a little farther. And you can check out the inventory at RockiesAutos.com. A lot of satisfied people to Rockies, including ourselves. Mary is just in love with the car that she got there. So wherever it is that you're going to buy an automobile, do me a favor. Stop first at Rockies and check them out. Rockies Autos open tonight until 9. And family-owned and operated since 1982. Rockies Autos, corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
By using 80 Kessler's creative real estate methods, we bought and sold 10 houses, and we have a real estate portfolio worth over $1 million. We're buying 2 houses a month now.
You too can become a creative real estate millionaire. This is A.D. Kessler, and I can show you how you can make up to $10,000 or more each and every month for the rest of your life without using any of your own money.
Call right now, and I'll send you my best-selling book, A Fortune at Your Feet, along with my creative real estate DVD. That's a $49 value that's yours for just the shipping and handling fee.
Now's the time to get it and to learn how to make money in real estate the A.D. Kessler way. Call now for this special free offer. Get A.D.'s book and Nuts and Bolts Creative Real Estate video free.
Let me share with you the step-by-step formulas that can make you more money during this next real estate downturn than ever before.
Call now for this limited-time free offer. 800-549-8053. 800-549-8053. Create the success you deserve. 1-800-549-8053.
Live, local, and progressive.
The Jay Marvin Show.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Okay. A little early for this, is it? I'll take a little bourbon with my coffee. Oh, somehow I don't think this is about bourbon, though. 6:25, 25 minutes after 6. So what are we doing, all Hendrix today? That's fine with me. Thunderstorms likely, a high today of 66. All right, I was talking about the war and about people being connected to it and how disconnected we seem to be because a lot of us just don't know anybody that's over there and that we don't have pictures of flag-draped coffins. We don't really know. It's just kind of hidden. Let's go to Sharon in Golden. Sharon, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
I'm kind of sidebarring here, but it kind of all comes back. I've witnessed over the weekend how desperate people are to justify this war, part of the shrinking 28%, I guess. But I belong to a listserv of Eastern European ancestry kind of thing, and I was asking a question about Putin's energy policy because these countries are begging for help from the West to gain independence from Putin because when you look at him funny, then he cuts off your energy supply.
Yeah, we have a real trend. Also, there's growing tension between between Russia and the United States.
Well, and part of the problem is all the resources going to Iraq are not being spent in places like that where they need to be. But what was really sad is a lady responded, and she kind of said, well, we don't have room to talk because of our president. And people are like, yeah, right. Well, and the sad part is these people who defended Bush also have been the subject of hatred themselves. They were, you know, my friend who was a DP. When she first came over, they were called the damn DPs, accused of taking all the jobs, yada, yada. You know, the same old story. But
You know something? I don't mean to interrupt you, but I'm going to interrupt you. But I think it's too convenient to hang it on the president all the time. Yeah, it is his war. Yeah, he does play a major. You know, if you divided it up, you'd have to say that he and the administration play an 85 to 90% role in this.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also 10% that the rest of us play, and there's also 10% that Congress plays, and
right.
We don't have the kind of outrage about this where people are just, I don't know what the word is I'm looking for, just that they're just so troubled that the horror of this is on their minds when they get up in the morning, it's on their minds throughout the day, and it's on their minds when they go to bed at night.
Well,
I think you can hide from this if you try hard enough.
Well, but part of it, too, one guy came back and he was, like, calling when, you know, picking, you know, when people started bashing French and he was bashing the French Canadians, yada, yada. So I went to them offline and apologized and said, you know, sorry that people are like this. But what I said is I think a huge contributor is too many people get caught up in a lot of emotional blackmail from people like Rush Limbaugh and Ann Coulter. And I equated it to being like a spoiled child who said nothing but candy. Sure, we all.
Well, wait a minute. What do you mean? When you say emotional, what, that you're not patriotic, that there's something wrong with you?
Yeah,
that,
well, you know, all the stuff that they broadcast.
That you're out of the mainstream, that kind of stuff?
Well, but also, you know, they only want to, like, remember when Laura Ingraham came over and they said, oh, everything's going well in Iraq. You know, this war is justified. And somebody even came back saying Iraq attacked us on 9/11.
Well, that guy,
you know, and one of the
people that they interviewed, one of the National Guardsmen that they interviewed over the weekend on 60 Minutes, equated Iraq with 9/11.
You know, and
but that stuff, you know what? You're right. That stuff goes on, but I wonder if we've reached the point now where people just don't, where they don't buy it anymore. They don't believe it. They think they're being lied to.
I hope so.
I don't know. Yeah. Sharon, thank you. I appreciate the call. I don't know. Do you think people think that they're being lied to? Or do you run into people who still will repeat that same stuff? I was listening to Limbaugh Friday for about 6 minutes. Can't remember what he was talking about. But I do remember that what he was saying, the logic on it, was totally and completely skewed. And I don't remember what it was that he was talking about. But I think, like other wars we've gone through, Vietnam, Korea, World War II, which I don't remember, and most of us don't. I don't think there's anybody alive who listens to this radio station who remembers it. But you read about it. You can escape this thing today. You can escape it. How many of us celebrated Memorial Day and the Memorial Day weekend, now be honest, and didn't stop once to think about people that aren't here? And one of the reasons why we probably didn't is because I go back to what I said originally, which is we don't know anybody. There's no sacrifice required. Right? What is it required? What are we asked of? What are we being asked to do? Basically, nothing. And I've brought this topic up 3 or 4 times. I brought it up. But it's true. So I think you can hide from this. I think you can successfully and completely tune out and hide from it. Because unlike the old days, here's something else. This is an important component. Check this out. Unlike the old days. Now, when I say the old days, and John's looking at me like, what are you talking about? When I say the old days, I'm talking about the Vietnam War. Every radio station in this country, music, any whatever the format was, they were compelled to carry a certain amount of news. And some radio stations did it differently than others. You had quote-unquote FM, underground radio, where they would, like, read the news, like, Saigon. You know, read it real laid back. Or you had, like, Top 40 radio, or you had... But everybody did news. Nowadays, you can go to the FM band, or iPods, or whatever. Wherever you choose to go, you can go, and you don't have to hear anything that's going on. It's, unless you're a news junkie, it is possible, and you go through withdrawals because you don't hear what's happening, it's possible to check totally and completely out. And I run into a lot of people who, you know the answer that they give me about things? Both sides are rotten. I don't believe anything anybody says, and I really don't know what's going on. I get that a lot. Where in the old days, you couldn't check out because you were forced to confront the issue. Nowadays, with the way the media is structured, you don't have to. 303-713-7600. Anybody want to talk about the lack of sacrifice? Also, anybody want to come forward and tell us if they know of anybody in their family? You know of anybody in your family? You know of anybody that's there, that's not home, wasn't home this Memorial Day weekend? What about you, Gina? Know of anybody?
No, I don't know of anybody.
See? I'm not pointing my finger at you and saying, see, it's all Gina. No, what I'm saying is that most of the public, I think, is disconnected because they're not involved directly. And that you can hide out from the events of what's going on.
Well, I had a cousin that, was in the first war. He was a Marine. He was a tank commander under the first George W. Bush. And he got that really bad disease that they get from going there, and he died of cancer at, like, 32 years old.
Oh, wow, I'm sorry. Yeah, that's right. They did. They picked up unknown diseases out there in the desert. But you don't know of anybody that's there now.
No, not now.
Right. I only know of one person, and I don't know that person personally. So don't you think it's easy now to just kind of hide out from this?
I think we have a tendency to be removed from it. Yes.
Yeah, we can just pull an electronic blanket over our heads and just ignore it. Now, I'm not sure, is the impact of that would be that there's no rage about this in the country, there's no anger, or that there's no disgust. I don't know. I don't know what the implications are. And I guess maybe, I guess maybe a wider question that I should ask is this. What do people around you say about it? Is it a topic of conversation? Is it a topic of conversation for you, Gina?
To some degree, yes.
Yeah, okay. But, see, you're living in a different world, though, because you're here and you got to hear the news every day.
Yes.
But you must run into people like I run into people who say, well, I don't follow. I can't figure out. I don't know what's going on.
Oh, I would say that's the majority of people.
Yeah. Yeah. Me too.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. Do you feel weird when people say that to you?
Yeah.
No, really. I mean, I always feel weird when somebody says to me the following. Oh, they're all liars, and I just don't follow that stuff. I go like, huh? I'm not saying you should be glued every second of it, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't know how you cannot be involved on some level.
Yeah, we got kids over there. All right, I hope you had a good Memorial Day weekend. You worked, though, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. I worked a couple of days, but we still had a nice time.
Oh, good.
Saw Spider-Man in IMAX.
Oh, did you like it?
It was okay.
Yeah, it slipped a third this week in the box office.
Yeah, it was okay. It wasn't great, but it was okay. We enjoyed it.
All right. Let's find out what's going on with traffic, and then we'll take some more calls on this at 303-713-7600. Everybody has to return back to work today, well, unless you're unemployed or you got fired on Friday. So what's the to-work traffic look like this morning?
Well, actually, it's very nice driving conditions to work and school, or actually I say to work. I think probably not to school, maybe for some. But only a stretch that's a problem, southbound 25, 104th to 84th, as usual. That is just stacked up. Westbound lanes of I-76, a little heavier toward I-25, and you're going to have a lot of company southbound 225 through the DTC. If you are headed into the high country, have the day off or whatever, on I-70, just beautiful right now. Weather outlook today, looks like we're going to get some increasing clouds and storms and showers through the day. Much cooler temperatures, only a high of 66. Currently, mostly cloudy and 58. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Learn how to make your yard stand out. Speak to the Home Depot Certified Nursery Consultants and find easy-to-grow...
You pick.
No, you pick.
I don't know. You pick.
I don't know. You pick.
No, I really don't.
We know a restaurant that serves chicken wings, fish tacos, and burgers around here.
You pick.
You pick.
You pick. No, you. You.
Superpages.com. We know around here.
Ethiopia.
When a tuna melt sounds good with a side of linguine... Start with superpages.com. You'll find everything you need to choose the business that's right for you. Superpages.com. We know around here.
I'm not hungry anymore.
On Lifetime, the colonel's wife.
That promotion should be yours tonight.
The lieutenant's spouse.
Her man's been gone for over a year now. Batteries only last you so long.
The private's newlywed.
I wasn't supposed to do that, was I?
The Army has its code.
The military has a code of honor, and it's non-negotiable.
The wives have their own.
We all have our secrets.
Yes, we do.
Army Wives, starring Kim Delaney. Lifetime's new assignment from Grey's Anatomy producer Mark Gordon. Series premiere Sunday night, June 3rd at 10, 9 central on Lifetime.
world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
Retractable awning.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
Our Sunsetter retractable awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds and keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Harry!
All right. But now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Good, Harry.
Call now and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-600-6551 for your free Sunsetter DVD and $200 discount certificate. Call 1-800-600-6551. 1-800-600-6551.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon, and right now you got J. Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Once upon a time, you dressed so fine, threw the bumps of diamond in your prime. Oh, didn't you?
All right, it's 641, 41 minutes after the hour. Thunderstorms are likely, high today 66. Oh, you know what I just realized? I didn't call my mother this weekend. Now I feel bad. What, John? I just didn't call her. I feel bad now.
You should feel bad.
I do. I'll have to call her today. I got to work out today, too. Ugh. All right, we're talking about Iraq and the fact that this terribly heart-wrenching story ran on Sunday on 60 Minutes, and I felt like getting irrational. Jumping up and down and screaming. I don't know where your stance is on all of this, on the war, but it seems like, whatever side you're on, it seems like we're just disconnected from it because there's no sacrifice. And most people I talk to don't know of anybody who's over there. Let's go to David in Boulder. David, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jay. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing pretty good.
Hey, I'm of the same mind that you are. I did not see the 60 Minutes show, but I read some accounts in the newspaper, some personal family accounts, and what happens to me when I read that, Jay, that I don't have anybody in my family, my immediate family, is my heart hurts.
Yeah.
And you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And then after I process that, then I start to get really angry. And quite honestly, you know, I called you last week when we talked about the vote and all that. And I thought I was getting over it this weekend until I got to Sunday and started reading some of those first-person accounts. And so anyway, where I'm going with this is I want to formulate a couple ideas for you to, if you choose to ask some very specific questions of Udall. And the first thing I'd like you to consider is I thought I was coming to terms with why these people voted the way they did. But I don't understand it. So whatever initial thread your questioning takes of him, and I know you're going to be respectful and you're not going to get belligerent, and he's a very, I suppose, intelligent man.
No, he is. He is very intelligent, and he's very well-spoken, and he's very upfront, and he's never told me anything that either he didn't mean or that wasn't true.
Okay, so what I'll be listening at 8 o'clock. What I'd like to do with your line of questioning is to understand why did you vote the way you did? And in the context of what we've been talking about this morning, how can you, as a representative of this government, you know, the signers of the Declaration of Independence pledged their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honors, and most of them lost their lives and fortunes. In that heritage, and from the Constitution that grew out of that to which you've sworn allegiance. How can you see what we saw or what you saw in 60 Minutes or read what I read over the weekend and vote the way you did? Help me understand how you got to that point. So that's the first thread, if you will.
Yeah, I'll ask him that.
The second thread is this, Jay. And I'm trying to, you know, process this and move forward, you know, and get on with a strategy, if you will. So when I've done management training and leadership development, one of the things you always like to do when you're dealing with people on performance issues is make sure they clearly understand the criteria by which they're going to be evaluated. So my question for Mr. Udall is, okay, you've explained, I think I'm starting to understand where you came from. I don't agree with you, but at least I understand. So, Mr. Udall, help me out here. Come September, what are your criteria that you need to see to be able to say, this is it, no more funds? Because if we start to understand from him and the other people that you're going to talk to and understand their criteria by which they will get to that point in September, if we start to understand that now, Jay, then we can start to formulate a strategy to elucidate that criteria and hold their feet to the fire.
I think that's really logical, and I will ask him that too. I'll ask him what criteria does he expect the Iraqis to meet. And now, this morning, CBS was reporting that some people in the administration were already backpedaling and saying that they didn't think that anything could be reached by September. I'll tell you something else, too. I don't know if you have this feeling. I have this feeling. Getting out of there is the right thing to do, but it's not the satisfactory thing to do because the whole place is going to go up.
But
on the other hand, sticking around there is not the right thing to do because it's like giving a drug addict drugs and then expecting that person to give you some accountability.
Yeah, and I'm, you know, I'm no geopolitical expert or anything.
No, me neither.
I understand what you're saying. It's like you're damned if you do and damned if you don't. It's almost a catch-22. But I think from what I've read out of the Baker Report is one of the keys to helping that area get back to some stability is if we had the will to do a disengagement, and I've always been talking, as I told you last week, with a gradual disengagement, not a sudden one.
Yeah, I'm for gradual, too.
Okay, if we could somehow get our will behind that, I think what we need to do as a country and from acts of diplomacy is to get other countries in the region mobilized and involved in that disengagement process, because eventually, given their history, what you're going to end up with is a tripartite state.
Yeah,
but,
you're right. You know, we may end up with that whether we like it or not. I mean, I alternate between the idea of saying to them, to the Iraqis, okay, pull it together or we're leaving now.
Right. Yeah.
To the other side, which is, I don't believe no matter what we do, they're going to pull it together.
Well, not given the ethnic and religious hatreds that have existed over the centuries. I think the most you could ever hope for, you know, if everything came together and if you could even factor out our desires to control the oil, even if you put all that to the side, I think the best you could hope for is a tripartite state that has some oversight. I don't know if it's the UN or a coalition of Middle Eastern countries themselves. Maybe that has more meaning to them than the UN.
Coalition of Middle Eastern countries would be your best bet.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. But I mean, you know, these people want their land and they want foreigners, you know, us, non-Shias, non-Sunnis, non-Kurds, out. But see, the problem, the MacGuffin in all this is the oil. Because from everything I've read, and I've heard a couple excerpts on your show, all the structures we've been, the official Bush administration position and the position papers that we're having our puppet government over there, you know, sort of cram down their throats, gives us control of the oil. Well, you know, if you really want some sort of form of, I won't even say democracy, some sort of coexistence over there for those three ethnic groups, then they have to have access to their own natural resources.
Well, they got to get the money, that's for sure. They need us though for the processing and the desire and the want, because that's the only way that they're going to make money. I'll tell you something. You know what? I get bad rapped about this a lot, but I don't care. Let's move to ethanol. Let's do it now. I'd rather do that than be stuck where we are.
Yeah, how is it, you know, I mean, Venezuela is not a small country, right?
No.
How can they do that? And, you know, 30 years ago, we could spend billions and put a man on the moon, and we can't break this addiction.
Because we don't have the leadership to do it. That's why we don't have the desire, and we don't have the availability of stuff. I mean, how many, and I know people call up here, losing ethanol, but you know what, how many ethanol, how many E85 stations do you see? You don't see many. We just got to lean on our elected officials, and we got to do more. David, take care, man.
Okay, see you, Jay.
All right, see you later. Yeah, I feel like we're damned if we do and damned if we don't, too, when it comes to Iraq a lot of the time. There's just no good solution here. All right, 6:50, 50 minutes away from AM, 50 minutes away from what, Jay? I don't know, 50 minutes away. That's like yesterday I was listening to somebody sitting in for somebody yesterday, and they said, we'll be right back right after this. I thought, oh, really? Going out to get like a cheeseburger or something? I don't know, we're 50 minutes away from something. We're not sure what it is, but here's traffic with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. So far, we're doing great across the metro area. Not a lot to worry about at all. In fact, we're running collision and stall-free. Do have that heavier traffic now on southbound 225 just after Parker down to I-25. Same for the southbound lanes of I-25 through Thornton and North Glen. Weather outlook today looks like we're going to see some storms and much cooler temperatures, only a high of 66 today. Tonight, cloudy, cool, and scattered showers with a low of 42. And currently, under partly cloudy skies, it's 58. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
An early spring application of Revive is the first step to a beautiful lawn. Apply Revive now to take advantage of spring.
Phew, I think I've lost him.
Great, lose the bad guys, hit a fence. Better call insurance. 1-800-ESURANCE.
Go.
Hi, Agent Aaron here. I've gotten into a fender bender eluding my pursuers. But don't worry, I wasn't injured.
Well, Special Agent, look on the bright side. At least you got insurance.
True. With insurance, I can report a claim anytime, 24/7, 365 days a year.
And don't forget, at insurance, there's always someone there to help.
With insurance's fast, friendly claims representatives, I'll be back on the road in no time.
That's right, Special Agent. Affordable rates, fast, friendly service, round-the-clock claims handling. That's insurance.
And that's why I always say, if you're on the go, you've got to have insurance.
Save on 24/7 claim service at insurance. Get your auto insurance quote at insurance.com today.
I got an important announcement for you from the mortgage store. According to CNN Money, over 3 million homeowners have ARMs with payments going up an average of $400 a month. With credit card minimum payments doubling at the same time, the mortgage store understands the stress that can be caused by this and how difficult it can be for you and your family. And then you got gas prices going up, too. Hey, don't worry. The mortgage store can help make life fun again, even if you have less than perfect credit. Get the results you deserve from a company that's proven you can trust them. Take advantage of this low 5.5% 30-year fixed rate, 5.75 APR, and get security of one new low payment. You'll save money every month. Make the right call. They're positive. The mortgage store is positive. You'll be happy you did. The mortgage store guarantees it. Call now. Take advantage of this low 5.5% 30-year fixed rate. Call the mortgage store today at 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171. 303-423-7171. Call the mortgage store. Guaranteed pros.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence in dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that can help you get your life back. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself. Call 800-900-0427. That's 800-900-0427. 800-900-0427.
Rush's new CD, Snakes and Arrows, in stores now featuring the hit single, Far Cry. See Rush on tour this summer. For more information, go to Rush.com. Brought to you by Atlantic Records.
Don't let someone tell you lies about disability and housing. Call the Fair Housing Hotline at 1-866-231-6946. This announcement was sponsored by the Colorado Coalition for the Homeless, the Colorado Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Making progress before you get to work with Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
My all-time favorite Hendrix song. And somebody else listens to this too. Says it's their all-time favorite. Nora Jones? Or somebody? Fiona Apple? Can't remember who. Anyway, it's in Rolling Stone this last week. She was talking about it. So Tracy Chapman? No. Okay, Jay, why don't we just sit here and name off 1.5 million female singers and eventually we'll get it right. 6:55, 55 minutes past step what, John? You can't figure it out either? Thunderstorms likely have a high of 66. Who's that porn star that had that disco hit out in the 80s? No, the 70s. Oh, I just heard the song the other day, too. No, it wasn't Sika. I was going to say it was her. Song's called More, More, More or something. How do you like it? How do you like it? Remember that song? All right. We're talking about Iraq and about our connection to it or lack of connection to it. And let's go to Jeff in Centennial. Jeff, you're on AM 760.
Hi, Jay.
And I just thought of who it is. The Andrea True connection. Maybe it's Andrea True I was thinking about. It's a former pornist. All right. Anyway, Jeff, go ahead.
Jay, first of all, good morning.
Hi.
You know, I sat back in Memorial Day. Everything was great. And it's funny that you asked this question this morning. I'm sitting there watching the news and watching all the death and destruction, and it hit me like a ton of bricks. My wife's cousin is in Iraq.
Oh, wow.
He's very close to my wife. And I happen to see this kid's dad almost twice a week. And you're right. We don't really make any sacrifices because I just continue to go on with my life. I never even think about it. But yesterday, watching all the death and destruction, I thought about this kid and I said, oh, my God, this is real. And I kept thinking to myself, there's got to be something that I can do to help these kids because they're in deplorable conditions. I mean, it's not a picnic over there. And I talked to Turk about it a little bit, and I don't want to get into it, but I came up with a way to raise money for the troops. And 100% of the money will go to the troops. And I'm going to work with Turk on this and get this done because we can do it. We really need to sacrifice for our men. Whether we agree with the politics or not, our men and women are over there. Actually, our kids are over there dying, Jay.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of organizations out there. There's Fisher House. There's the USO. There's, you know, things you can do on your own. But, yeah, run any ideas you have by John and see what he says.
Yes, it's going to take me about 2 weeks, and I don't want to do anything until I talk to this kid's dad. And I can't even say the kid's name on the air because he's in intelligence.
Yeah, that might be smart. Don't do that.
Yeah, I don't want to do anything to get him into trouble.
Yeah, that's like this guy that I know that was in that area who's now back because his mother sadly passed away, and I feel sorry for him about that. But I never mentioned anything really specific about him because I didn't want to get him in any kind of trouble. Jeff, thank you, man. Thank you for the call, and we await to hear what you have to say, okay?
Thank you, Jay.
All right.
Bye.
Coming up next, I really don't want to talk about it. Maybe that will defeat it before it gets started. But CU is recommending the Ward Churchill be fired. We'll talk about that coming up here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Are you tired of the same old real estate advice? Buy, hold, and pray? Now you can discover the secrets that rich teach their kids that the poor and middle class do not. Attend an exclusive free training based on the phenomenal best-selling book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, June 5th through the 7th. This free training will reveal how you can get out of the rat race and live the life you want to live. Rich Dad Education Training can be a starting point for anyone looking to build wealth and answer the key question, why savers are losers. Rich Dad Education will explode the myth that getting a good job with benefits is the key to wealth. This totally free Rich Dad Education Training is June 5th through the 7th in the greater Denver area. And space is limited. Call to reserve your place now. Toll free 1-800-649-9334. That's 800-649-9334. Or register online at richdadeducation.com.
AM 760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Randy Rhodes, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Zettapani. The information is just coming in now. Lieutenant Colonel Michael Donnelly says Memorial Day was a very costly day for Task Force Lightning in Iraq's violent Diyala province.
We had a very emotional day, and we continue to go through our recovery process at the loss of eight of our soldiers.
CBS News correspondent Laura Logan has more on the circumstances surrounding those eight deaths.
A U.S. military spokesman in Baghdad said the six soldiers in Diyala province were killed on their way to the site of a helicopter crash where two other U.S. soldiers were killed. They were part of the Quick Reaction Force, which goes to the aid of any Americans in combat.
In Baghdad today, two major bombings killed at least 40 people. Here at home, Peace Mom Cindy Sheehan is leaving the anti-war movement. Live to CBS's Vicki Barker. Vicki, what's behind this?
Frank, Cindy Sheehan says on her website that she's exhausted and disillusioned with the peace movement and with Democrats who have failed to stop the war. She says she just wants to be a mother to her surviving children. She's put her five-acre lot near President Bush's Texas ranch up for sale. She named it Camp Casey after the son she lost in Iraq. Defiant to the last, Sheehan says she's sure its value will go up once George W. Bush leaves the area. Frank?
President Bush is tightening the screws on Sudan's government. Live to CBS's Peter Mayer at the White House. Peter, what does the president hope to accomplish?
Well, Frank, he's ordering new U.S. sanctions aimed at stopping the Darfur genocide.
The United States will not avert our eyes from a crisis that challenges the conscience of the world.
So now the president hopes the sanctions will pressure the Sudanese government to end the killing in Darfur. The presidential order will block some Sudanese companies and individuals from using U.S. banks. Mr. Bush also wants tougher U.N. sanctions on Sudan. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
Will sanctions work? Kenneth Roth with Human Rights Watch says they could.
You think of the Florida Everglades, you think of swamp.
Sanctions of this sort are needed to, in effect, coerce consent out of Sudan to convince them that it is finally in their interest to allow the peacekeepers into Darfur so that the killing can stop.
President Bush gets an up-close look at drought conditions in Georgia about an hour from now. CBS's Kelly Cobiella tells us Georgia, Florida, and other parts of the South are bone dry.
When you think of the Florida Everglades, you think of swampland. But right now in the Florida Everglades, it almost looks like prairie. It's just yellow and flat as far as the eye can see. And that's part of where the fire danger is.
Whale watchers were thrilled when two humpbacks lost in the Sacramento River seemed to make a break for the Pacific yesterday.
They're going home. They've got the salt.
But then the whales stopped moving, still more than 40 miles from the open sea where they belong. Just ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street, S&P futures are up about 3.5 points. This is CBS News.
They were born in Antwerp, Belgium. She in 1884, he in 1885. They were married in 1905. They were passengers aboard the SS Zealand, which arrived at Ellis Island in 1912. They are waiting to be found.
Meet your ancestors. Learn their stories. Search millions of records and family trees at Ancestry.com and start your journey of discovery today.
A dozen for you today, hon?
Yeah, give me a few jellies, some Boston cream, a couple of crumbly peanuts, and some peace of mind, please.
Coming right up, sir.
What if you could buy peace of mind? Well, you can with Ford Lincoln and Mercury certified pre-owned vehicles, because we notice everything. Everyone must pass a 115-point inspection, and it's all backed by our 6-year, 75,000-mile warranty coverage. Now that's peace of mind.
And I'll have some total satisfaction as well.
See your dealer for limited warranty coverage details, or visit FordCPO.com. That's FordCPO.com.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Controversial CU professor Ward Churchill says the school's president has recommended he be fired over allegations of research misconduct. Churchill's denying those allegations, saying he'll file suit in state or federal court if the university's governing board of regents follows through on the recommendation later on this summer and gives him the old heave-ho. An Overland High School student is dead, her brother fighting for his life after both were found face down in the Aurora swimming pool. A resident called 911 last evening after seeing the two in the water at a pool in the 9900 block of East Evans.
Found two kids that had drowned in a community pool located in a condo complex. The kids were pulled out of the water by the fire department.
The 17-year-old girl died after arriving at the hospital. Her 11-year-old brother's on life support. Police still trying to determine what led to the drowning. The boy was wearing swim trunks. The girl was in street clothes. It's possible she died trying to save him. And a man in his 60s collapsed and died while taking part in the Boulder Boulder, the first time in the race's 29-year-old history a participant has died. 65-year-old Jack Lowe collapsed at 19th and Balsam midway through the 10-kilometer race a little before 10 o'clock yesterday morning. More than 45,000 people took part in this year's Boulder Boulder. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Well, we've got our first wreck of the morning, southbound 25, just south of 38th Street. So that is definitely going to slow down your drive into the downtown area. Be aware of it. Of course, southbound I-25 still stacked up through Thornton and North Glen, as is westbound I-76 approaching I-25 and eastbound 270 crossing Commerce City. We're also seeing quite heavy traffic now on eastbound lanes of the Boulder Turnpike across Broomfield and up to the interstate. Security wait time at DIA, 15 minutes. Weather outlook today, increasing clouds with storms and showers and much cooler temperatures. Only a high of 66. Tonight, cloudy, cool with some scattered showers, going down to 42. And tomorrow to be more of the same with a high of 60. Right now, it's partly cloudy and 59. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Grab your season pass to Elitch Gardens for as low as $54.99. You save $20. Your Elitch Gardens season pass is now available at King Supers or ElitchGardens.com. Hurry, offer ends June 17th. Elitch Gardens, where summer comes alive.
Another how-to half minute from the Home Depot.
Hey, check out that ceiling fan.
It's nice, yeah. But we're not here for a ceiling fan.
No, I know, but it's really pretty.
But we're not here for
20% off.
Huh. Yeah, but
it has a remote.
I'll get another cart.
Want to save big on a gorgeous new ceiling fan? Head to the Home Depot right now and get 20% off all in-stock ceiling fans by popular brands like Hampton Bay and Hunter. Now till May 30th, only at the Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid in U.S. only. See store for details.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Seven minutes after 7 o'clock. Good morning. Thunderstorms likely. High today is 66. AM 760. Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. And thanks for stopping by here this morning. All right. I'm going to throw this out. And I'm not sure of the relevance of this. Well, let me rephrase that and say that relevance has nothing to do with it. I'm not sure the importance of this in the scheme of things. I'm not sure how worked up you are about this. I'm not sure how much you care anymore about it. This at one time was big news and was a big story. And I figure that I should touch on it. I figure at least I should give you a chance to comment on this and to say something about it. We'll have Congressman Mark Udall coming up in about an hour and 15 minutes, and we'll ask him about his vote on the Iraq War Appropriations Bill, and also after 9 o'clock, Paul Waldman will be here from Media Matters. All right, this is in both papers this morning. This is in the Rocky Mountain News and also is in the Denver Post. Let me snatch the Rocky Mountain News version of this. CU president recommends firing of Churchill. Citing the good of the university, CU president Hank Brown has recommended that embattled University of Colorado professor Ward Churchill be fired, although it remains an interim step in Churchill's review. Brown argued that Churchill's work, which focuses on American Indians, shows severe and deliberate research misconduct that seriously impacts the university's academic reputation. Churchill has been criticized for comparing some September 11th victims to a Nazi leader, Eichmann, but Brown said the professor was not being singled out for his comments. The university cannot disregard allegations of serious research misconduct, and simply because the allegations were made against a professor whose comments have attracted a high degree of public attention, Brown wrote in a letter dated on Friday. On Sunday, Churchill attorney David Lane released a three-page letter criticizing the university for trying to pick and choose which rules it operates under. In an interview, Lane said he wasn't surprised to learn that Brown recommended the firing. Everything was pointing in that direction, he said. Brown sent his letter to Professor Philip Langer, who chairs the panel of the faculty's Privilege and Tenure Committee, examining allegations against Churchill. Earlier this month, the five panel members issued their own report with three recommendations: that Churchill be suspended for 1 year and demoted to associate professor, according to various reports. The other two recommended firing Churchill. Brown's 10-page letter mostly summarizes the panel's work and that of other university investigations into Churchill that Brown relied on to make his decision. Brown, for example, notes that the panel examined whether Churchill misrepresented a federal statute known as the General Allotment Act of 1887 regarding Indian bloodlines and agreed that Churchill falsified data. Brown notes that academic deceit occurred, and I am bound to conclude it fell below the minimum standards of professional integrity. Churchill, a tenured professor of ethnic studies who could not be reached for comment, told the Associated Press on Monday that if the regents follow through with Brown's recommendation to dismiss him, he will sue in state or federal court. Any discipline is wrong, Lane said. That's where we're coming from. Langer, an education professor, declined comment yesterday, saying this is a closed, confidential matter. Okay, talk show host, insert question here. Although I'm not sure what the question would be. Because the easy question is whether Churchill should be dismissed or not. I guess here, you know, this is the central key. Here's the central question on this deal. The central question on this deal is whether you believe that Ward Churchill is being singled out and that has gone through all of this and has been put through all of this, and the university has investigated him because of his controversial comments regarding September 11th, or do you believe that Mr. Churchill is indeed guilty of operating below the standards? Or should we let the university system just take its course? Now, the two most popular positions are these. Churchill's a bum. Churchill's awful. Churchill's a liar. Churchill's a plagiarist. Churchill should be fired. Churchill should get out. We shouldn't have professors teaching in any college or university that make any kind of controversial anti-American, which would be perceived as anti-American, statements. And you know that there's a whole segment of people out there that love to wage war on higher education, for whatever the reason, sex, politics, whatever. Okay, so that's one position. Now the other position is that, yes, he's being persecuted for what he said, and this is an encroachment on academic freedom, and that he has done nothing wrong. That's the other argument. I have nothing but the highest respect for David Lane. I think he's a stand-up guy. I think he's a positive to this community and to the entire state, and for that matter, the country, because we need guys like him. I don't know how I feel about Ward Churchill. Uh-oh, that's a sin. Talk show hosts should never be that way. Jay, you've lost your uncertainty. Or no, you've lost your certainty, Jay. You've drifted into uncertainty. I don't agree with what Ward Churchill said about people working in the World Trade Center. I think he's wrong. I think he's kind of angry and disturbed. But I don't agree with him. And I don't know about his work as a professor. Because I haven't read everything out there is to read about him. And also, I've never taken a class with him. So I don't know. I don't have any idea on that score. Now, you might remember back in March 24th of 2005, CU Chancellor Phil DeStefano says Churchill's comments about 9/11 were protected by the First Amendment, but he determines the allegations of fraud and plagiarism against Churchill warrant further inquiry by CU's Standing Committee on Research Misconduct. On September the 9th, 2005, the Standing Committee announced it is sending 7 of the 9 charges of possible research misconduct to an ad hoc investigative committee for further review. On May 16th, 2006, CU releases the investigative committee's report, which concludes Churchill committed deliberate and serious misconduct, including plagiarism and fabrication of material. One committee member recommends he be fired. The others suggest he be suspended without pay for 2 to 5 years. Churchill calls the report a travesty. All right. Should Ward Churchill be suspended, fired? Listen, phones are open at 303-713-7600. And I remember when I first got here, Ward Churchill was a big cause celeb. And I initially defended him on this radio station. And I still defend his academic freedom. I defend any professor's academic freedom. And I defend anybody's freedom to be able to make a statement outside of their workplace, either written or oral. I think we all should have that. Good Lord knows I've said terrible things before outside the workplace. Haven't you? Maybe not. But if this committee finds that he lied and that he was engaged in plagiarism, then what do you think they ought to do to him? Should they fire him for it? Suspend him? You tell me. After all, maybe you've got kids that'll go there. Or you don't have any children. I mean, it's a taxpayer thing. A supported institution. And I think it's just too easy on the part of talk radio to go headhunting. Yeah, let's get them. No, I don't think it's that simple. We're talking about somebody's life. And you're always going to have people in this society that anytime they perceive that you step out of the boundaries and you make any kind of what they deem to be an anti-patriotic, well, you know what, that's not even really the term. How about overly controversial? They're going to call for your head. They're going to want to get you. So, you got to decide. And I suppose that for the sake of discussion and for the sake of argument, I suppose that I should take a position so that you would have something to go up against. But I'm not really sure whether he should be fired or suspended. I don't really know. Now, if you engage in plagiarism, you steal somebody else's words. That used to be considered a huge sin. I mean, an absolute no-no. But, you know, the standards for all of this stuff has been adjusted now over the years. And so people do it, and they get away with it. And then some people, like when it comes to journalism and newspapers and the media, they ended up getting fired for it. 303-713-7600. I think this whole thing would be a lot easier, and it would be a lot easier to spur discussion on this if I were just to get on the air and say he should be blown out and call.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. This is Ed Schultz with Dr. Blanchett from Front Range Preventive Imaging to talk to you about technology that could help save the life of someone you love. Dr. Blanchett?
I can't agree more, Ed. As a physician, I know that preventing illness is the most valuable thing I can do. Everyone over 50 should have a colonoscopy. However, 60% of us don't. As a result, colon cancer is the second leading cause of cancer death. Virtual colonoscopy is quick, requires no sedation, and allows immediate return to normal activities. In addition, virtual colonoscopy can detect some cancers outside of the colon, as well as other problems such as abdominal aneurysms, kidney stones, and gallstones. And the cost can be less than half the cost of conventional colonoscopy. If you've not had a colonoscopy, call Front Range Preventive Imaging at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit us at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. Thinking about a summer road trip but not sure if the family wagon can make it? Well, don't worry. Just visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. At CheaperUsedAutos.com, check out over 800 vehicles. Up close and personal. Cars, trucks, and SUVs, all right here in Denver. Many under $10,000. Including low-mileage program vehicles, all with special internet pricing. Time is money, so don't waste yours running all over town. Chances are, they have what you're looking for. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
Call now for your free report and DVD. 1-800-700-1798. Come on, we dare you to call for the free report and DVD. Call Bosley today at 1-800-700-1798. It's time you rethink hair loss. For your free report and DVD, call 1-800-700-1798. 1-800-700-1798.
7:20, 20 minutes after 7 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Boy, see, somebody's presidential campaign ought to hire me for my advice to read the room. We got a big total of two calls in this Churchill thing. See, told you. This guy was the big, like, the talk show topic of the minute. Now here we are, how many years later? People are like, yeah, we should have done the Rosie feud. You're right, John. The Rosie, we should have done that. And Elizabeth Hassel, know nothing, or whatever she is, or whatever her name is. Hey, Rocky's Autos is right there for you. If you're thinking about buying an automobile, particularly now with the gas prices the way they are, and you're thinking about getting something that'll sip gas instead of drink it, then Rocky's Autos is the place to go. They've got the largest selection of clean, late-model vehicles in all of Colorado. Even the 2007s are there. They've got Volkswagens and Pontiacs and Toyotas and Nissans and Chevys and Dodges and... Man, they got it all. I mean, I just can't name everything that's out there. And with their matching down incentive, they help you stretch your buck a lot farther. Check out the inventory yourself online at RockiesAutos.com or get out there and see my friends, the Alshire Brothers, and everybody else who works out of Rockies, who does such a really, really, really good job. Rockies has been family-owned and operated since 1982, and they're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. So, if you're thinking about switching cars, you're thinking about getting another vehicle, before you go anywhere else, do me a favor and stop by and see my friends at Rockies and see what they got out there. Because I think you'll be amazed at the size. I think you'll be amazed at the selection. And I know you're going to be amazed at the service because they do care and they show it every single day. Rockies Autos. Check them out online at RockiesAutos.com or stop by and see them. They're located at the corner of 63rd and Federal. You can't miss them. There's a big sign out there in front, big electronic sign. They're located at the corner of 63rd and Federal. That's just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike. Get on the lot. Ask for Tom and Marv Alshire. You'll get the help you need.
Just Brakes.
How much are new brake pads installed?
For $99.88, we'll install pads and shoes in all four wheels and even machine rotors.
All four wheels for $99.88? Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
Just Brakes.
Parts and services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
It's a far cry from the world with cars in every
Rush's new CD, Snakes and Arrows, in stores now featuring the hit single, Far Cry. See Rush on tour this summer. For more information, go to Rush.com. Brought to you by Atlantic Records.
With gas prices going through the roof, alternatives are being discussed. He goes out and he buys a Ford F-250 truck, and he converts the engine so it will take straight vegetable oil, waste vegetable oil. He is in studio with us here. How's the engine run on this stuff?
Quieter, cleaner, and it smells like either sushi or fine Italian food.
Ed Schultz.
I don't think I could drive that. I'd be 250 more pounds.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Working your Tuesday morning woofers and tweeters with Jimmy. So kind of our artist of the day. Well, 7:24, 24 minutes after 7, thunderstorms likely. High today, 66. Give me a chance to talk about Ward Churchill. See you, President Hank Brown recommends the firing of Churchill. Where do you stand on it? 303-713-7600. It's either this or it's the Rosie O'Donnell situation with Elizabeth Hassel or whatever her name is. I never watched The View, so I wouldn't have any damn idea what that's about. No, that's not true. I have seen clips of it. John's laughing. What are you laughing about? That I was
you
trying to deny
it every day.
I do not. No, that's one thing I don't TiVo. I don't TiVo that show.
My wife won't even watch that program.
Well, a lot of people do, though.
A lot do, yeah.
I'm just not one of them. All right, let's go to Art in Aurora. Art, you're on AM 760.
Hello, Jay.
Yes, Art.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Hey, you know, I think Ward should stay. And the reason why is because, you know, like you were mentioning Rosie, what she said, and people can take a celebrity's words out of context, and you can take the intelligent, educated, and take it out of context. And besides the point that he plagiarized, I'm going to set that aside for a moment. If you take it out of the test tube and you put it into the real world, it doesn't always fit. And when you stand on top of it...
Whoa. What do you mean if you take it out of the test tube and put it in the real world, it doesn't always fit? Explain that to me.
Okay, the world of academia... If you ever hobnob with the eggheads, the professors, the intelligent elite, they call it the ice castle.
I try not to because I don't believe there is such a thing as an intelligent elite, but go ahead.
I know, but Einstein would disagree with you.
Well, I don't care whether he would or he wouldn't. He's not here to disagree with me. He's dead, but go ahead.
Well, I know, but a lot of our economics is based on those eggheads. And what he said or what he did... basically, in the confines of a classroom, and somebody decided to take it out of the confines and bring it out in the real world.
Wait a minute. No, the Eichmann statement was made in a printed journal, not in the classroom.
Okay. Well, I'm talking about, I guess, a separate issue than in addition to Ward Churchill overall. But, you know, his statement about the Eichmann and the 9/11, I think he was more directing his comments to the financial impact.
Well, yeah, but the thing is, who cares? Because that's out of the classroom, and I would like to believe, even though there are some people who would say that it isn't true, I'd like to believe that you, me, everybody else, regardless of where they stand politically, socially, or anything else, that unless they engage in outright hate speech, they have the right to give their opinion about. And then sometimes I question about hate speech laws, but they have a right to give their opinion about anything. What we're talking about in here is that what they're doing is they're looking at what he did inside the school about fraud and plagiarism. So. That's what you, if you're going to talk about him either staying or going, then that's what you got to look at, not the other.
Yeah, okay, all right, be that as it may, and I understand what you're saying, but I juxtapose Ward next to Bush standing on the, on an aircraft carrier.
Wait, that has, you know what, George Bush standing on an aircraft carrier has nothing to do with this. Stop doing it. Stop it, because it's bringing into the discussion. It's bringing in something that doesn't apply. That's a separate whole deal that belongs at another time. The question is whether you believe that he engaged in, or if you have enough information to know, whether he engaged in plagiarism and fabrication of material. And then, if that's true, what should be the punishment? Not the Eichmann situation, not Bush on an aircraft carrier, and not a bunch of other stuff.
Well, I think it should stay. And because people make mistakes, you know, I don't think.
Okay, so if it turns out that they're able to prove, and I don't know that they can, but that they're able to prove that he was engaged in plagiarism and fraud.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you still think that he ought to stay?
Well, he ought to make a public apology. He ought to pay some fines, like they would do any professional football player. Or any athlete, he should pay fines.
Wait a minute. He's not an athlete.
I know. But he should pay into the world of academia. He should have a public apology.
Okay, so he should make restitution.
Restitution, right? Because I don't think all of his accomplishments are for naught.
That brings up a really interesting point. Does that, you know, if that turns out to be true, does that you know, wipe out everything he's done?
Yeah, that's a good point. I don't think it should. I think he has done some good, but in everyone's world, there's a little black cloud that may fall over. I know there have in mine. So.
All right, worth weighing. Thanks, Art. Appreciate it. Good call. 7:30. What? John, stop. What is
Maybe
wrong?
It does feel like a Monday.
What is wrong with you? It was a good call. What is it about you? What is it about you that everybody who's to the left of you, you seem to beat them up unmercifully, and you ridicule them? I'm turning the radio station off. I don't want to hear that kind of conduct again. I'm going to KGNU. Okay, 7:31. I wasn't beating him up. 31 minutes after the hour here, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Gina.
Hello.
Traffic.
Okay.
Well, it looks. How bad can it be out there? Don't tell me it's bad. I don't want to hear that.
It's not.
I know it wasn't.
Well, we have a two-car wreck downtown.
Oh, okay, now
downtown.
You're
going
to go like, okay, yes, it is.
No, it's just in this one spot. We have this wreck southbound 25, south of 38. So if you are headed downtown, you want to watch out for that on your right shoulder. Otherwise, no change in the traffic stack we have on other southbound routes. Just the normal drive, Thornton North Glen stretch, 225 in Aurora just after Parker. Eastbound I-70 is filling in now through the I-25 corridor, as are the eastbound lanes of the Boulder Turnpike. Weather today, increasing clouds with storms and showers, much cooler temperatures, high of 66. Currently, partly cloudy and 60. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Whether your hog is sick or you've got spring fever, Mile High Harley-Davidson has the cure at I-70 and Airport Boulevard.
Remember those little hard rubber balls that bounced really high? I love those. When I was good, my mom would give me a quarter to get one. Now I'm an adult, but it's still nice to be rewarded for doing the right thing. Like with my Progressive Direct car insurance. I save over $400 a year for being a good driver. That's like 1,600 rubber balls. I mean a substantial savings.
Good driver savings from Progressive. Switch today at Progressive.com. Progressive. It's about you, and it's about time.
Progressive Direct Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Available everywhere but Massachusetts. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Emily, what's wrong?
These corns are killing my feet. Getting rid of them has been a huge pain.
Oh.
No pun intended. I keep using my corn remover over and over, and will this ever end?
Calm down, Miss Melodrama. I used Dr. Scholl's corn removers. Two treatments, and my corns were history.
Two treatments?
Yeah.
That's fast.
Yep, there's no easier way to remove corns quickly.
Dr. Scholl's corn removers are the only ones clinically proven to remove corns with as few as two treatments when used as directed.
Deb, if my feet could talk, they'd say, thank you.
Snogging means kissing, and I've never been told anything otherwise. So, yes, I would consider that I am a good snogger, as you might put it.
Her Match.com username is Cute Brit Chick, and you can email her right now. Go ahead, it's okay to look. Whether it's Cute Brit Chick or someone else, we're so confident you'll find someone special in 6 months that if you don't, we'll give you 6 months free. It's our guarantee to you, and it's only at the allnewmatch.com. See site for details.
Call for Tuesday and monthly specials, 303-444-4234, or online at wildflowersspa.com. And by Jack Mysick Heating and Cooling, specializing in American Standard Air Conditioning. Call today at 303-463-8541. If you would like to support AM 760, go to am760.net and click on the supported by tile.
Our next exercise, mall parking lot. Search lot K. Search and search. Can't find car? Run to lot L. Search and search. Dodge oncoming SUV. Jump left. Jump right. Now sprint back to lot K because you forgot your bags. Look for car. Look for bag. Look for car.
Life is exercise. Snickers Marathon is energy. Great tasting, nutritious, long-lasting energy for the demands of your day. Grab a Snickers Marathon in the energy bar aisle.
Travelocity presents the Big Mountain Sale.
I'll be booking a trip to the mountains when I come.
Save $75 on a flight and four-night hotel to a great mountain destination.
Saving 75 big ones when I come.
That's $75 off when you book with your MasterCard card by May 31st.
I'll be hiking, climbing, swimming, fishing, boating, birding, mountaineering.
Visit Travelocity.com for details.
And relaxing in my hammock when I'm done.
Travelocity, you'll never roam alone.
You're listening to The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk
and AM760.net.
Every day in the week, I'm in the city.
Oh, wow, I almost said the S word there.
Get my fingers off. Oops.
Yeah, I'm too hip for the room.
Have you ever had to hit the dump delay on yourself, Jay?
Have I ever hit the delay? Yes, many times.
On yourself?
Sure. 7:35, 35 minutes after the hour here, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Good morning, thunderstorms likely. High today, 66. That's why. Okay, here's an email on the Ward Churchill situation from John. The university should state clearly and unequivocally that they will protect their obnoxious professor because he was simply used as a weak point for attacking the university system in general. They should be standing up for the right wing, not to a flawed professor. One controversial professor is worth 1,000 grad grinds anyway because they promote thought. Yeah, I don't mind seeing a little controversy on the campus, but what happens if the guy lied and committed plagiarism? What do you think then should happen to him? 303-713-7600. Here's Sam in Denver. Sam, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
How you doing, Jay?
Hey, man. What's up?
All right. You know, I've been following this thing with Churchill. My daughter went to see you, and I have one just graduated from DU.
Oh, congratulations.
Well, oh, I'm so happy.
Yeah, man, I would be too.
Cost a lot of money, Jay.
Yeah, I know it, but it's worth it.
You know, I don't think he should be fired. And he was on the NFT and Com show, and Boris Shah and all the Republicans jumping on him, and they wanted to really ridicule him when he was talking about the war and about this Bush thing. And I mean, from that point, I said, well, they're coming after him, no matter what he did or whatever he did wrong. And if he did that, he made a mistake. So I think he should be forgiven for it and then let him go on and rectify himself. Because what all these gangs in the White House have done is nothing compared to what he's done.
Yeah, but you can't compare one to the other. The last caller tried to do that, too. Al, you can't do that because that's not part of the discussion. Now, if we had a professor, and I believe there was one, who had written something in a white supremacist newspaper, had won some kind of white supremacist writing contest or something, and nobody said a word about this guy, and I don't remember anything happening with him. But if you had a professor in the same position that was of the opposite end of the political spectrum, you got to wonder if he would get the same treatment, would he, or she? I don't know.
Yeah, that's the question.
And that would be a better comparison. And I don't know. Maybe John remembers this. Wasn't there some professor up there, or some teacher, or somebody up there who won some kind of essay contest in a white supremacist magazine or something, and nobody ever said a word about that.
Yep. Now, I'll try and dig up that story, but I do vaguely remember what you're talking about. Yes. I don't know if it was at CU.
As a matter of fact, I think we tried to do something on it one morning, and nobody called to say anything about it, so there wasn't the outrage there. And if that's the case, then we clearly have a double standard going on here. But the other thing is if the guy lied and engaged in fraud and plagiarism, what then?
Yeah,
do we let that go?
If he did and they find out he did these things, then I think he should be suspended for a minute or some kind of, but I don't think he should just be fired and thrown out. I really don't think that. I think he should be, because what he said and what I heard him say on these few shows that they had him on, the men make a lot of sense. It's just like John Paul on when the Republicans had their debate.
Oh, you mean Ron? You mean Ron Paul?
Yeah, Ron Paul. He's the only one up there made sense.
Yeah, but you got to ask yourself, okay, this also cuts to another core situation. Do you believe that he's in all this trouble? Do you believe that all of this, as long as it's been going on, and it's been going on since 2005, do you think this is all the result of what he said, or do you think that there's really a clear-cut case there? And even if there is a clear-cut, see, I'm asking a couple of questions. Even if there was a clear-cut case, do you think anybody would have really cared if he had not made these comments?
I don't think they would have cared, but the only one that, like I said, I'm saying pressing it, those Republicans, because when you start talking about George Bush and that war, that's when they really start hammering him real bad. And they wanted him gone. And a lot of talk shows, radio shows, I mean, it was on him. He should be gone.
Yeah, there was headhunting. There's no question.
Right. When he started talking about if you disagree with George Bush, your whole career should be demolished. You should be gone.
Well,
and when it come down to the fact of what he did, that's one set of facts. That's one thing. And for them to keep dragging it on, and Brown is a Republican, and the governor here, that Owens, he came out, he said he should be fired because he's talking about the war.
Bill Owens should have kept his mouth shut.
Yeah, he came out on him. All the radio talk shows, nothing but Republicans. I hardly hear any Democrats.
Well, here's the thing that gets me, and this has been bothering me for quite a while. Lying doesn't mean anything anymore.
Right.
And people excuse that away. Whether you're right, left, or in the middle, people excuse that stuff away. Like, when I went to that jury duty, and Judge Andre, I believe was his name, he gave everybody a pretty stiff talking to about the necessity to tell the truth. And when I sat there and I thought about it, I thought, yeah, but there's other people who have clearly perjured themselves under oath, and their punishment is minimal, and then on top of that, okay, they live to fight another day. Now, let me make an additional point here. This story goes back to February 23rd, 2007. The Anti-Defamation League on Thursday condemned a white supremacist essay attributed to a composition instructor at the University of Colorado's Boulder campus. But civil rights groups also noted that instructor Joshua McNair's views are protected by the First Amendment of the Constitution.
Yep.
Okay. How come no outrage with this guy, but outrage with Churchill?
Yep, that's right. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm talking about. Exactly.
See, I think we really need to ask this question.
That's what I'm saying. And on him, because when he started talking about Bush and why are people attacking us and why we're in these wars, that is exactly when they just came down on him hard.
Well, I tried to get this story going back in February, but nobody here wanted to bite onto it, and nobody wanted to say a word. Sam, good to hear your voice, man.
Okay, thanks a lot, Jay. I've been a while calling you back, but I like your show every morning.
Well, thank you, sir, and you can call anytime.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Yeah, how come nobody said anything about this CU teacher with the white supremacist? And I agree that his First Amendment rights are covered. But I don't hear any talk show hosts on the air going, he needs to be fired. 303-713-7600. Let's go to John in Arvada. John, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. How you doing today?
Hi, John. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good.
Good. Hey, you know, I think perhaps that Churchill should go, but let me tell you why. Is I feel that he's actually hurt the credibility of the progressives and the liberals, because I think that so many times there's more misinformation out there than there is information from both the left and the right. And I think we need to be very careful that whenever we argue for our liberal causes, and I do believe that the liberals and the progressives are in fact correct about every issue, and that the conservatives are just wrong. But we need to make sure that we're always coming from a position of being credible, and that means that we don't need to speculate. We don't need wild speculation. We don't need exaggeration. The facts alone are strong enough that we don't need to embellish. And any time a liberal or a progressive uses an argument where they've gone a little further than they needed to, it hurts our credibility, and it makes it so that when we do argue our point, people say, but look at this misinformation you put out. Look at when you were wrong. And I'd rather have that position of strength where every time I can say, look, we're right, I know we're right, and every time just be able to say, you know, we're right with this, and that there hasn't been misinformation put out there. There hasn't been that wild speculation that I personally believe Churchill probably, in fact, did participate in.
Well, the thing I always find wild is this, that anytime you have people like Ward Churchill come forward and they get a lot of public attention, then people on the right, the ultra-right, have a tendency to start lumping us all together and screaming and yelling and going crazy. And basically what a lot of us were doing and what a lot of us were saying is we're basically just defending his First Amendment right of free speech, and we're defending the idea of academic freedom. Now, there are people on the left who also do this too. I mean, they take the most extreme examples that are out there, and then they tar everybody else who sits on the right with them. And there are people on the right who are perfectly rational human beings who have well thought out arguments, but they get lumped in with the, you know, all the Ann Coulters and all of those kinds of folks.
Absolutely.
But I think the biggest thing you got to consider here is, with this Churchill thing, is I think you got to look at two things. One, do you believe that all of this started because of what he said? And two, did he really engage in plagiarism and fabrication of material? And if he did, then what should happen to him? And also, and also, how come nothing is said about this guy Joshua McNair, who, you know, who had a white supremacist essay?
Yeah, you know, Jay. Part of what I was thinking too, though, is that it's not only what you say; it's also how you say it, and even your own appearance, how you say it. Meaning, like, things are more well accepted when they're said with a sense of humor, like, say, Jon Stewart, than when they are angry, like, say, Michael Moore, who also does have a sense of humor, actually. He can be quite funny, but he also says things sometimes that come across as much more angry. From the right, you have Ann Coulter, who obviously is very mad at somebody about something. And also the physical appearance side of things is unfortunate, but when you look at Ward Churchill, he's not exactly the most presentable person in the world, as is Michael Moore. And I think because of that, they're taken with less credibility. I mean, I sometimes think back in the 60s, if the war protesters had chosen to wear suits and ties instead of having long hair and beads, that they might have had more credibility. Now,
Well, some of them did, though.
Personal freedom I at all. I'm just saying that, you know, often these people who are picked out by the media you know, the media likes to pick on Michael Moore. The media likes to pick on Moore Churchill because they're an easier target as far as their physical appearance, whereas John Stewart gets away with it all because he's a decent-looking guy in a suit.
He also gets away with it though. He also gets away with it though for the first reason you cited. He gets away with it because of humor and not anger. And I think a lot of times if you state things in anger, people view that as being unattractive. Lord, I don't know.
Absolutely.
You know, seriously.
Yeah.
So a little levity goes a long way. All right, so in the end, you think he ought to leave?
You know, unfortunately, one thing we don't know, because the media hasn't really told us, we don't really know if the plagiarism charges are even true or not. The media hasn't done a very good job of covering that. They only say he's accused of, and there's really been no coverage as to the how, you know, the veracity of that statement. Is it just something that people are saying, or is it, you know, if it's true that he's plagiarized, then probably so.
There was a lot of coverage of it back when it first surfaced. There were a lot of people who came forward. We had some on the air.
I think going back to the very start of the argument, what's absolutely true is if they're going to do it to him, then they should do it to any other professors of any other persuasion, left, right, or in between. And I do believe that the reason he's being looked at so closely is, in fact, because of statements regarding 9/11. I mean, that's absolutely true. There's no argument whether you agree with them or disagree with them. The reason that he's being scrutinized now is because of the statements he made about 9/11.
Yeah. You know what? Unfortunately, I think you're right about that. John, thank you, man. Have a good day.
All right. Thanks. You too. Bye.
All right. I think he's right about that, and that's sad. 303-713-7600. You can tell I got mixed feelings about the whole Ward Churchill situation, but I think that there ought to be academic freedom, and I think that professors ought to be able to say what they think, both not only in the classroom but also outside the classroom. There were people in the media in this town that were calling for Ward Churchill's head, but then again, this story on February the 23rd about a CU teacher catches flack for an essay on supremacy, the Anti-Defamation League condemning a white supremacist essay attributed to a composition instructor at the University of Colorado's Boulder campus, Joshua McNair. That one seemed to go underneath the radar, and nobody seemed to say a word about that, which I find to be very, very interesting. Did the university look into Mr. McNair's background? Did two talk show hosts who work in the afternoon call for his dismissal? I don't think so. 7:51 after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Gina in traffic.
Thanks, Jay. Still dealing with this crash we had southbound I-25 just south of 38. That wreck is off on the right shoulder, but it's definitely causing traffic to bog down a bit between 58th and Spear. So if you're headed downtown, that's the major issue for us right now. Of course, we still have a lot of traffic westbound I-76 between 88th and I-25. Eastbound lanes of the Boulder Turnpike from Sheridan toward I-25. And, of course, eastbound 270 crossing Commerce City. Weather outlook today looks like we're going to get increasing clouds with storms and showers throughout the day. Much cooler temperatures, only a high of 66. Tonight, cloudy, cool, and scattered showers, low of 42. And currently under partly cloudy skies, it's 60. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Hurry for the best selection during the Office Depot Red Tag Clearance Blowout. You'll find incredible deals throughout the store.
When you're behind the wheel, what do you think about? How did that leaf get stuck under my wiper? Is that a police car behind me or just a car with ski racks? Uniroyal is pretty sure you're not thinking about, well, tires. But maybe you should. They're the only thing between you and the road, which is why Uniroyal tires are made to last, without costing a fortune, so you can trust them for miles and miles. Uniroyal, for everything you value. To find the perfect tires for your family, visit uniroyal.com.
Don't let someone tell you lies about disability and housing. Call the Fair Housing Hotline at 1-866-231-6946. This announcement was sponsored by the Colorado Coalition for the Homeless, the Colorado Broadcasters Association, and this station.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
We canceled, honestly, we canceled an appointment to have Jake euthanized to give Dynavite a chance to save this dog's life. Jake is an 8-year-old male Akita, started having skin problems when he was just under a year old. His entire stomach and groin area, his face, his elbows, his ears, every orifice was just riddled with yeast and sores. His skin was always yellow because it oozed so horribly. We had a vet treat him, and Jake didn't respond at all. We were going to euthanize Jake. My son heard a commercial for Dynavite on talk radio, DINOVITE.com. And within 4 days, Jake started to heal. It was the most amazing thing I have ever seen. The yeast is receding, and now his belly is completely cleared up. It chokes me up. It brings tears to my eyes. Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite. This dog has gone from his deathbed to 90% better on Dynavite. DINOVITE.com.
New this week at the video station in Boulder. Check out Free Zone, Hawk is Dying, and Hannibal Rising. Celebrating 25 years as Colorado's largest video library. Choose from over 55,000 titles. The video station, 1661 28th Street in Boulder.
SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit us at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
Looking for someone to buy your timeshare?
Timeshares Only told us what our timeshare was worth right over the phone and then sold it for more than we expected.
Call now to find out what your timeshare is worth and we'll send you a free information kit including 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares.
Buyers keep calling by the thousands and we need timeshares to keep up with their demands.
Call 1-800-700-0141 to find out what your timeshare is worth and get your free information kit. Dial 1-800-700-0141. 1-800-700-0141.
Keep your morning moving with me at 10, Tom Hartman. Right now you've got Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Tucker asked me, what would you do if you made $20 million a year as the Formula One drivers make? What would I do with $20 million a year? Don't tempt me. 7:56, 56 minutes after the hour on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Thunderstorms likely. High today, 66. We got Congressman Mark Udall coming up next hour to talk about his Iraq vote. Right now we're talking about Ward Churchill, 303-713-7600. Here's Shane in Denver. Shane, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. How you doing there, man?
Hey, man. I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I'm good. It's a nice sunny day out. I'm down on Santa Fe now, not on I-25 anymore, but...
Yeah, well, it's supposed to get wet later on today.
You bet. Yeah, that's okay. I was just calling to talk about Churchill, and I was thinking about it, and, you know, it sounds like we're unsure as to whether the charges against him are true or not. And I think it's only fair that we go all the way through the process and find out, you know, are these charges against him true? And secondly, I think it's very important to be fair in this situation and give him the same punishment that any other professor would get. Regardless of, you know, putting his statements aside, he really did, you know, he did draw the scrutiny on himself. But, you know, if this is what they're espousing as the reason, then they should have to prove those and then give him, you know, a fair result.
Yeah, I think you're right. They got to go through due process, and then he has a right to appeal this, and he has a right to go to court, and he has a right to do what he thinks he should do. I don't know what they've done in the past to professors that have been caught. If it turns out that he's guilty, the thing that fascinates me about it is two things. One, the idea that he got scrutiny for what he said, which I really clearly do not see how you connect one with the other. And then the other thing is that we don't seem to take lying like we or I don't know. There just seems to be something missing here, and I'm not sure I can put my hands on it. But, Shane, I think you're right about what you're saying. I think you're 100% correct. I think you're right there. I think you got it, pal. Stay dry today, okay?
Sounds good, man. Thanks, Jay.
All right. Thanks for calling in. All right, coming up next, Congressman Mark Udall and a whole lot more.
Did you know you can listen to AM 760 online? It's easy. Just click Listen Live on AM760.net. Courtesy of the National Ballet Academy of Denver. While you're there, check out Jay Marvin's video of the week. Find out what Randy Rhoads looks like. Or look up tomorrow's weather forecast on AM760.net.
Attention, all men and women in the greater Denver area considering LASIK. Phase one of our new blade-free LASIK study ends this month. If you're above age 21 and have naturally occurring nearsightedness, farsightedness, or astigmatism, don't miss your opportunity to qualify for this limited study at SPIVAC 2020 LASIK, Colorado's most trusted name in vision. All respondees to this limited clinical study will receive a comprehensive eye evaluation to determine their candidacy. Participants will also receive a complimentary upgrade to the blade-free Intralase LASIK technology, an $800 savings. But your initial exam must be scheduled in May to qualify, and your LASIK procedure must be performed before June 9th. This study is extremely limited and will be concluded in May. For more information or to see if you qualify, please call SPIVAC 2020 LASIK at 303-C-2020. That's 303-C-2020.
AM 760 Progressive Talk, broadcasting in HD and online at am760.net. KKZN Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedatani. Dry times in the heart of Dixie. An Alabama farmer says the drought is killing his corn.
This is the most disastrous beginning we've had and the worst ending to a crop.
Live to CBS News correspondent Mark Noller in Glencoe, Georgia, where President Bush has just arrived. Mark, what's the president going to be doing?
Frank, in just a few minutes at the airport fire station, President Bush will be briefed on the extent of the damage wrought by the wildfires that have burned for weeks on both sides of the Georgia-Florida border. So far, over 500,000 drought-ravaged acres have been burned. The fires are said to be 75% contained, but the situation is still regarded as very volatile. Florida's Governor Charlie Crist has appealed to Mr. Bush to issue a disaster declaration so that more federal aid can be made available. Live in Glencoe, Georgia, I'm Mark Noller, CBS News.
With 3 days still left, May is already the deadliest month this year for American troops in Iraq. The Memorial Day loss of 8 soldiers north of Baghdad pushed the death toll for the month to 112. Lieutenant Colonel Michael Donnelly.
We don't focus on the numbers. We focus on the fact that we've lost a comrade.
CBS's Laura Logan tells us 2 soldiers died in a chopper crash, the others en route to the scene.
The insurgents had mined the roads coming in and out. They had a fairly good idea of how the U.S. would have to try and get to the site, and that all of this was part of a very complex, well-coordinated, well-planned attack.
President Bush is tightening the screws on Sudan to stop disrupting efforts to halt the bloodshed in Darfur. The new economic sanctions he announced a short time ago are aimed at getting Sudan to allow the full deployment of U.N. troops in Darfur and to cut off support for the Janjaweed militias that have killed thousands. Kenneth Roth with Human Rights Watch says all of this could work.
These kinds of sanctions will be very disruptive and thus we hope will be a source of significant pressure on the Sudanese government to finally relent and allow the peacekeepers into Darfur to stop the killing.
Here at home, civil rights leader and former Maryland Congressman Perrin Mitchell has died. He was 85. NAACP Chairman Julian Bond.
He was a real trailblazer, and not only becoming the first black member of Congress from the state of Maryland, but also a trailblazer in the issues that he focused on. He was heavily interested in helping black Americans develop businesses.
The humpback whales that have been wandering around in the Sacramento River seemed to make a break for the Pacific Ocean yesterday, but then they stopped. Paul Hamilton with the California Department of Fish and Game hopes they'll get going again.
Our focus is, number one, is facilitating the movement of the whales. Our second goal is to maintain the safety zones around the whales.
And the whales are still about 40 miles from the open sea. In early Wall Street trading, the Dow Industrials are ahead 49 points. NASDAQ is up about 15. This is CBS News.
Running out of ink?
run into Office Depot. Office Depot has over 500 choices of ink, toner, and fax supplies that your business needs, in-store or online. Office Depot is always low-priced and never out of stock. That's our guarantee. Don't risk running out of ink and setting your business back. Office Depot, taking care of business.
Taking care of business.
Got a question. What's the worst thing about buying a used car? Could it be the uncertainty of not knowing what you're really getting? Bingo! Now I have an answer. Honda Certified Used Cars. They're well-maintained late-model Hondas. Each undergoes a 150-point inspection, then is backed with an incredible 7-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty and a 12-month, 12,000-mile limited non-powertrain warranty. Did the comfort level just go up in here? Thought so. Honda Certified Used Cars. It's the next best thing to new. See dealer for limited warranty details.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. An autopsy set for today for a 65-year-old Littleton man who collapsed while taking part in the Boulder Boulder. It was the first death in the race's 29-year history. Paramedics on bicycles saw Jack Lowe collapse and were able to treat him in less than a minute with a defibrillator and breathing tube. But it was too late. Controversial CU prof Ward Churchill says he will file a lawsuit if the Board of Regents fires him. There are reports CU President Hank Brown is recommending Churchill be shown the door. Brown, for his part, not saying much.
If you don't involve a recommendation for dismissal, it could become very public very quickly. If it does involve a recommendation for dismissal, it could go on for another month and a half.
The bill aimed at preventing illegal immigrants from avoiding prosecution now on the desk of Governor Ritter, and he is expected to sign that into law. The measure would require illegal immigrants accused of crimes be rearrested if they return to the states. Critics fear that would prevent illegal immigrants or Americans who are Latino from being able to bond out of jail. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Well, the biggest issue right now is a wreck we have eastbound 6th Avenue just west of Federal. So that is really bogging down your ride toward I-25. Be aware of it. Eastbound lanes of the Boulder Turnpike have been pretty sluggish this morning as well from Sheridan toward I-25. Had a two-car crash, and the final stage is downtown southbound 25 south of 38. Security wait time at DIA, 25 minutes right now. Weather outlook today, increasing clouds with storms and showers, much cooler temperatures, looking for a high of 66. Tonight, it'll be cloudy, cool, with scattered showers and a low of 42, currently partly cloudy and 60. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760 Progressive Talk.
AT&T introduces wireless from the new AT&T. Formerly Singular. It's all the great features of Singular, including the fewest dropped calls and unlimited mobile-to-mobile. The new AT&T. Your world delivered.
Another how-to half minute from the Home Depot.
Hey, check out that ceiling fan.
It's nice, yeah. But we're not here for a ceiling fan.
No, I know, but it's really pretty.
But we're not here for...
It's 20% off.
Huh. Yeah, but
it has a remote.
I'll get another cart.
Want to save big on a gorgeous new ceiling fan? Head to the Home Depot right now and get 20% off all in-stock ceiling fans by popular brands like Hampton Bay and Hunter. Now till May 30th, only at the Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid in U.S. only. See store for details.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
6 minutes after 8. AM 760, Progressive Talk. Thunderstorms likely high today, 66. We're going to get rained on once again. You can blame it all on me because I washed my car yesterday. This is the reason it's happening today. Right?
Yeah, yesterday they were only saying that today had a 10% chance. And you wake up this morning, now it's all of a sudden it's a 60% chance.
I know. What happened overnight? Well, it looked cloudy last night, though, before I went to sleep. Did it look cloudy last night before you went to sleep?
Yeah, I thought it was going to rain all day yesterday. We were out at Cherry Creek Reservoir, and, I mean, the clouds basically just, it looked like rain clouds, but nothing ever materialized.
Yeah. Well, we'll see what happens today. Coming up here in a few minutes, we'll talk to Congressman Mark Udall from Colorado's 2nd Congressional District, and he's a man I have an immense amount of respect for. I really like him a lot. And I'm just going to ask him why he voted for the funding and what was his reasoning. I've kind of gotten over the anger is not really the right word. I guess depressed, disillusioned kind of feeling
I've kind of gotten over that now, and I guess we have to look towards September. And I was saying in the first hour of the show that there's not a lot of sacrifice required on our part, because most of us really don't know anybody that is over there. There may be a few of you who do, but most of us don't, and that it is possible now, not like it was, say, for instance, in Vietnam, it is possible now that you can hide from this entire affair. You can hide from this entire situation. And you can do it simply by listening to music stations, which are not required anymore to carry any news. And you can do that and also selective television watching so that you can stay away from it. I run into a lot of people who will tell me that, and I'm sure you do too, that will tell me that, well, both sides lie and I really don't follow it. I don't really know what's going on. Look at America's past engagements. Seems like there was more attention focused than there is now in that. And I'm not talking about the minor ones. I'm not talking about the small ones. But what I'm talking about is, like, I'm not talking about Grenada. I'm not talking about Panama. But what I am talking about is, for instance, Vietnam, Korea, World War II. Although I'm relatively certain that most of us were not alive during World War II, that especially during Vietnam, I mean, you knew somebody who was going. I mean, you knew somebody who went, or you yourself, you were going to go. Not so nowadays. That doesn't seem to be the case. And as I was saying in the first hour, I know one person whose son is on the way. And I knew another guy who was not in Iraq but was deployed near it, and I would email back and forth with him, and he's now stateside because of a death in the family. And we don't see the pictures of the coffins, and what I find kind of weird, even if you're on the other side from myself and everybody else, if you just happen to be a conservative, you know, tuning down the dial, trying to figure out what this station's about, what I find it kind of weird, don't you find it kind of weird that the president never goes to any of these funerals? I mean, that bothers me too. Wouldn't you go if you were him? And I feel like we're in a, and I'll discuss this with the congressman. I feel like we're in a damned if we do, damned if we don't situation. Because if we pull out, the whole place is going to blow up. But you know what? The whole place is blowing up anyway. And how long can we continue with the insanity of just going, fine, we'll be there forever? I mean, we can't do that. It's like I said earlier, it's like giving heroin to a heroin addict. And we don't get blank checks for anything in this country. Really? I mean, there's always critical review. All right, 8:11, 11 minutes after 8 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Congressman Mark Udall coming up.
CheaperUsedAutos.com.
Where you'll always find the best used car prices.
Thinking about hitting the road this summer, but you really want to do it in an SUV? Well, don't worry. Just visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. At CheaperUsedAutos.com, you'll always find an incredible selection of SUVs. All makes and models, foreign and domestic, each one with special internet pricing. Time is money, so don't waste yours running all over town. Chances are they have the SUV you're looking for. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com.
Best used car prices anywhere.
Hi, HQ. Reconnaissance report from the field. I've got something strange here. Better tell the folks at Esurance.
What are you looking at, Special Agent?
It's some kind of robot cutting down trees for all the paper used by other auto insurance companies.
What?
You heard me. Other companies use a lot more paper than Esurance with easy electronic billing and renewal.
Esurance saves a lot of paper.
Which helps save the environment. Electronic documents also help Esurance keep auto insurance rates reasonable.
So you save some green for your wallet and the
environment. But Esurance's electronic documents must help you save time, too.
Definitely. With Esurance, you don't have to wait for anything in the mail. Everything's instant because it's electronic. Once you buy your Esurance policy, you can print your insurance cards anytime.
That's why if you're on the go, you've got to have Esurance.
Roger that. I'll get back to HQ so I can start work to get rid of that paper-eating robot.
Affirmative. Save some green at Esurance. Get your auto insurance quote at Esurance.com today.
Doing the most good.
Superior. Federal Heights.
8:13, 13 minutes after 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Homeowners, here's an important announcement from the mortgage store. According to CNN Money, over 3 million homeowners have ARMs with payments going up an average of $400 a month. And with credit card minimum payments doubling at the same time, the mortgage store understands the stress this can cause and how difficult it can be for your family. Plus, on top of that, throwing gas prices. But don't worry, the mortgage store can help make life fun again. And they can do it even if you have less than perfect credit. Get the results you deserve from a company that has proven you can trust them. Take advantage of a low 5.5% 30-year fixed rate, 5.75 APR, and get security of one new low payment. You'll save money every single month, so make the right call. We're positive you'll be happy you did. The mortgage store will guarantee it. Call now. Take advantage of this low 5.5% 30-year fixed rate. Call the mortgage store today at 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171, 303-423-7171. Call the mortgage store. They are the guaranteed pros.
Are you tired of the same old real estate advice? Buy, hold, and pray? Now you can discover the secrets that rich teach their kids that the poor and middle class do not. Attend an exclusive free training based on the phenomenal best-selling book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, June 5th through the 7th. This free training will reveal how you can get out of the rat race and live the life you want to live. Rich Dad Education Training can be a starting point for anyone looking to build wealth and answer the key question, why savers are losers. Rich Dad Education will explode the myth that getting a good job with benefits is the key to wealth. This totally free Rich Dad Education Training is June 5th through the 7th in the greater Denver area, and space is limited. Call to reserve your place now. Toll free 1-800-649-9334. That's 800-649-9334. Or register online at richdadeducation.com.
With gas prices going through the roof, alternatives are being discussed. He goes out and he buys a Ford F-250 truck, and he converts the engine so it will take straight vegetable oil, waste vegetable oil. He is in studio with us here.
How's the engine run on this stuff?
Quieter, cleaner, and it smells like either sushi or fine Italian food.
Ed Schultz.
I don't think I can drive that. I'd be 250 more pounds.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 8:16. 16 minutes after 8. Thunderstorms likely in a high today of 66. AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you, and it's nice to have you here. By the way, if you want one of our new bumper stickers that says it's our flag too, you can get one simply by coming here to AM 760's main headquarters on South Monaco, right off Bellevue, right off I-25. Just walk in the front door, say, hey, give me one of those, and we should have some. So people keep sending me emails, and we'll be handing those out, too, and I'll be telling you where. All right, let's go to the phones now, and we'll talk to the congressman from the 2nd Congressional District, a guy who I believe will make a wonderful senator for this state, and I have a lot of respect for him. Here's Congressman Mark Udall. Congressman, good morning, and thanks for joining us.
Hey, Jay, good morning to you.
All right. A lot of us, including myself, depressed, dispirited by the vote last week. Explain how you came to the conclusion that voting yes on the funding of the appropriations bill was the right thing to do.
No, and Jen, I appreciate your chance to come on and visit with you about this fact, and I know people were disappointed. I was disappointed we were faced with the kind of vote that eventually came to the floor, but it after a lot of consideration, it seemed to me that we ought to move on, support in the short term the folks that are in uniform, and look to continuing to hold the president's feet to the fire on the fact that this war is really devolving. It's clearly a civil war, and we have to be looking at the consequences as we began to disengage. There, I had a conversation, you'd be interested, with Patrick Murphy, Captain Patrick Murphy, who was elected to bring about an end to the war. He served in Iraq. His roommate's Tim Waltz, who was elected to do the same thing, and he's the sergeant major in the Minnesota National Guard. They both stayed up all night discussing whether they should vote for the supplemental because it supported the troops, or whether they ought to oppose it. In the end, Tim voted for the measure. Patrick voted against it, but they both agonized, as did I. It was in some, Jay, I felt like we ought to move on to the next debate, which will happen shortly. This funding will be for the next couple of months. And then we're going to hold the president accountable here. He has to report to us in July and in September. And although the benchmarks are weak, it's the first time in seven supplementals we've had benchmarks or any kind of accountability in the bill. It was interesting also, you look at some of the other people. Jack Murtha voted for the supplemental because I think he had the same thinking that I've had, which is we're not going to end the war by cutting off the funding. We're going to end the war by bringing the Republicans, who now have many, many concerns about this, to our side, and we come up with a bipartisan approach to changing the course in Iraq. And that's why, and I'll finish on this and field any more questions. I'm glad you let me come on today. That's why I really focused on pushing to implement much of what the Iraq Study Group proposed as a way forward in Iraq, which would leave the region not in chaos, but with some form of stability so that we're not bogged down there for a long, long time to come. But I acknowledge the disappointment. As I said, I was disappointed that this was the choice that was in front of all of us.
All right. If you want to distance yourself from me after, after I say this, it's okay with me, because I figure I'm just going to tell you what I think. Here's the part I have, the problem I have with it. I understand where you're coming from, and I've talked to you before. I've talked to you off the air. I really believe on a lot of cases you're smarter than I am. But, Congressman, I think there's something wrong with George W. Bush. No, I really do. I think there's something wrong with him. I think there's something wrong with the people around him. I want to be rational. I don't want to get on the air and say things that, you know, that I don't have the credentials to say, like he's mad or crazy or whatever. But sometimes I feel like he is. I mean, I feel like he's nuts. And how do you go to somebody who just can't or won't live in reality and say to them, okay, we'll revisit this again in September? Because what indication do we have that he's going to have any change of heart then?
Well, that's a fair point, Jay. And one of the reasons your show is popular is because you say what you think, and you're not controversial for the sake of being controversial. You encourage and stimulate people to really think through what's happening. Why I think this is reaching a tipping point is because of conversations that I'm having with Republican colleagues, with the interest that's being generated in a whole other approach, including using the Iraq Study Group. And if we had a parliamentary system of government, much like the Brits have or the Canadians, this government, as you know, would have fallen a long time ago. That's basically what was the result or the indication of the election last fall. But if the president was really playing, this is where this was a terrible choice last week. He was really playing chicken, this administration with the Congress over the funding for the troops. And I guess in the end, I don't think that we should be playing chicken when it comes to the funding for the troops. We ought to be looking at other ways to bring this war, and it's not going to conclude overnight, Jay. We're so immersed in that situation in Iraq. We have to be realistic about how we leave Iraq and what it's going to involve. But in the end, I guess I'd rather err on the side of saying, you know, Mr. President, I'm not going to play this game. We're going to fund the troops. This is not how we're going to end the war. Realistically, we're going to end the war by creating a big tent of opposition. And it has to include Republicans since we don't have a parliamentary form of government.
I feel like we're damned if we do and damned if we don't.
Well, exactly. Exactly.
I mean, because if we leave, the place is going to blow up, but the place is blowing up anyway.
Yes. I think, AJ, there are ways, and I'm convinced, and you and I've had a lot of great conversations, people who really know the Middle East think there are ways to disengage that give us a chance and give the world a chance to have some sort of stable situation in Iraq. But it's not by staying in the middle of this civil war. It's by increasingly pushing the diplomacy. The best analogy I've seen is that this is much like Lebanon in the 1980s, and the way that Lebanon was ultimately stabilized was because of all the powers in the region standing up and saying, we're going to guarantee that there's some form of peace in Lebanon. Now, you can see how fragile it is because Lebanon right now is, of course, on the verge of more conflict. But that's the way we're going to stabilize Iraq, but clearly not continuing this civil war. Our involvement in civil wars is not going to get us to where we need to be.
Are you taking a lot of heat from your constituents?
I am, and I expected it, Jay, and people have questioned my motives, and people have questioned my intelligence, but that comes with the business. But I think it really is the right way forward. This is one page in an ongoing chapter. We're going to turn another. We're going to enter another chapter in the fall. It's going to be on us shortly. Jack Murtha is working to in the appropriations process through his subcommittee, look at ways to really put pressure on this administration that they can't shed and that they can't veto, because that's obviously what the president was going to do if we continued to send him pieces of legislation, was veto over and over again the bills that would be sent to him. And as I said earlier, this game of chicken, I thought, didn't serve any of us well.
Any of that money going for any permanent bases there?
It should not be going to any permanent bases, but as you know, that's been one of the side stories or the back stories. Is the amount of money that we've been investing in the embassy and in the bases there. And that has to be clear that we don't have an interest in permanent bases in Iraq.
You know, I mean, I would ask you this off the air, so I'll ask it to you on the air. I got to go back to this. I saw this really emotional thing on 60 Minutes about the Iowa National Guard families and the people in the Iowa National Guard who ended up going over there. I don't know if you saw that or not.
Go ahead, please. Yeah.
And, you know, you watch that, and you start getting angry. And I turned to Mary, and I said, you know, I really don't want to get on the radio and be irrational. But how is this guy and these folks, and I'm talking about George W. Bush, I'm talking about all these guys, including John Boehner with that disgusting crying act that he put on. And I don't mean to be overly partisan here, but who's going to hold any of these folks accountable for this monumental loss on both sides, and all of it just built on lies?
Yeah, I attended the Memorial Day Parade in Denver on Saturday, and then there was a ceremony at the Veterans Memorial, which is right in, between the City Hall and the State Capitol. Jay and many of the families were there who've lost sons in Iraq and Afghanistan, and it's a very powerful set of ceremonies. And I think the important thing that somebody in my position does is to show support, to acknowledge the sacrifice of the people who've been lost, and to make a commitment to doing everything possible to utilize our military in ways that honor that sacrifice. It's as you say, it's very hard to not to be caught emotionally by what this really means for all these families.
All right. Congressman, thanks. Thanks for coming on.
Jay, you're great, and thanks for giving me a chance to talk about the vote, and we'll be on soon again, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, you know, you're welcome anytime. And listen, I mean, I still 100%, 150%, I still back you for Senate, and I still think you're just one of the best, and I've always thought that, and you've gone out of your way to be nice to us when others have not, and I don't know, I kind of really look at you as my representative, you and Ed Perlman. I got two of them.
Hey, so, well, Jay, thanks for the support, and I know everybody cast a vote of conscience last week, and I think the policy simplicity of my vote is the right way to proceed in the short term, and I think the politics are the right politics, but this, of course, is going to continue to unfold, and the fall, in particular September, is a real crossroads.
All right. Thank you, Congressman. Right. Have a good day and say hello to Alan Salazar for me.
I sure will, Jay. Take care.
All right. Take care. There's Congressman Mark Udall. All right. Agree or disagree, he'll tell you exactly where he stands, and that's what he's about. And you can't beat that with somebody. 828, 28 minutes after 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. What are you signaling to me, Johnny? Oh, I can? Oh, I will. Here's, we'll take a call. Here's Louise in Sterling. Louise, thanks for hanging on. You're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hey, I just wanted to call. You were talking about if people are just oblivious or just kind of tuning out what's going on in Iraq, and I think there's a lot of us who are not tuning it out, although, you know, last week I thought I need to take a break. You listen to the news and you worry about, I had a family member traveling home on leave, and then I thought, no, I can't. You know, you need to just keep going, write letters, and even, you know, I'm glad that you had Udall on, because if your congressman is Allard or Musgrave, all you're going to get is form letters. They must love email because they don't have to write anything personal back. They just send you an email that it's just incredibly frustrating. And, you know, my family member is 49, and he comes home and talks about his kids over there, and we got to quit sending kids over there. Need to just do whatever you can and write letters, you know, support our troops, but get them out of there.
Yeah, I agree. Who in your family is there? Your brother?
Brother-in-law.
Your brother-in-law? Yeah. And how old is he?
49.
He's 49 and he's there?
Yeah, National Guard. Go Guard.
Oh, good God.
So,
are you kidding me?
No.
Well, there was this, the guy on the CBS thing, on the 60 Minutes thing, I think he was like in his 50s. How long has he been over there?
A year.
And how's he doing?
He's doing good. He's doing his job. And he's in a, I think, relatively safe area, which we're thankful for, but we know that others aren't. And it's awful.
Does he ever talk to you about it?
No, we haven't talked much about it.
Hmm. Well, you know what?
You know, he's trying to do his job, and that's where he's at, and that's
yeah,
what he
needs to do. Yeah, and you really can't. You really can't get in the middle of that. But on the other hand, well, I'll tell you this much. If you feel like it, and you don't have to, but if you do, if you feel like it, drop me an email and remind me about this conversation, and I'd love to send your brother-in-law something.
All right.
And, I'm nothing political. I'll just send him, a kind of a gift and kind of a thank you from Mary and I, because you know, he's sacrificing a lot. So if you want to do it. Send me his mailing address, and we'll definitely get him something out.
Yeah, we'll do.
All right, Louise.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, Louise. Thanks for your honesty.
All right.
Appreciate
Take
it.
Take care. All right, thanks.
303-713-7600. And I was talking before Congressman Udall came on about the fact that that unless you're in Louise's position, most of us are not personally affected by what's going on, and that it's easy to hide out from it and not realize. And I'm not saying that Louise is right. I mean, after a while, you got to take a break. You got to dial out. You got to find some other diversion about something. I mean, you can't stay hooked up and connected 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I mean, that's impossible. But on the other hand, you kind of don't want to be out of touch because you kind of want to know what's going on because it troubles you. At least it does us. So I hope Louise sends me that email because we'd love to send her something. Not her, but her brother-in-law. All right, we're talking about Iraq. 303-713-7600 and about the same thing we were talking about the first hour, about the fact that there's no real sacrifice here and that it's easy to get lost in all of this and not really know nor care what's going on. And I'll tell you something before we go to Gino with the traffic. I'll tell you something else, too. I'd rather meet somebody who supports this, or I'd rather meet somebody who's against this, but it's extremely hard at times for me, and I don't know about you. Is it extremely hard for you to deal with people who don't have an opinion? How could you not have an opinion? one way or the other. I mean, I'd rather hear from somebody who has, even if their opinion is not the same as mine or ours, still, how could you not have an opinion about this? How could you not know this is going on or care it's going on? But I'll guarantee you, and nobody will call up here and say, I don't care, because we don't have that kind of audience. But I guarantee you, there are people out there, and you know it. Tell me if I'm wrong. You run into them, they have no feelings either way. You run into that, John? I run into it.
Yeah, I do, you know, and I... It's maybe it's my age, you know. I'm 33, so I hit a lot of the middle of the road, you know, 30-year-olds, maybe later 20s, and you know, I think the older you get, the more this kind of thing affects you, or the more you pay attention to it. But no, I mean, several of my friends from college have no opinion either way about the war.
So what is it? Is it just us old folks?
I don't know. I think more and more people are paying attention nowadays. Like me, I could have cared less about politics 2-3 years ago.
What about you, Gina? I asked you this before. You run into people who don't have an opinion. They'll say, like, oh, I don't know. They both sides lie. I don't have an opinion.
Sure, but I run into people all the time that are just not well-informed on anything. They couldn't even tell you who the vice president is, so.
Really? I'm trying to think if I know of anybody who fit in that category. Now, everybody I know knows. I don't know of anybody who doesn't know who the vice president is. But you're right, there are people out there who don't. Or, you know what, they don't know who their congressperson is. Or they have no idea who the two senators are. That's true. That scares me.
Yeah, they're more interested in, you know, what's going on with, you know, American Idol or something else in their life. But they don't really keep up with current events.
You know, the only excuse I would give for people who are in that situation... Okay, how about this? Well, maybe not even that would fit. How about if you're raising a family? You got 3 kids. Okay, your immediate concerns are mortgage, money, which would be mortgage, I guess, gas prices, health insurance. Well, you're right, though. I still don't see how you could not have at least care a little bit about what's going on. But not everybody's like us. I get sick of it too sometimes. Don't you guys?
I mean, if you take the average FM listener, you know, I'm not going to pick on any particular station, but, you know, or if you go to a sports station, do you think half these people care about politics as well?
I think a lot of sports fans, yeah, I think they follow both. You know why I think they follow both? Or they have some idea about both? Because they have a tendency to read the newspapers. Because they're always going to look at the newspaper, because they may not read deep into the first section, but they'll see the front page. Then they'll go get the sports section, and then they'll go look, for instance, at the baseball standings. So you know, for instance, that the Yankees, for instance, are 14 and a half games out, which is scandalous for them.
Right, because I used to be that
and
way.
I mean, I grabbed
the paper.
Aren't the Rockies on like a winning streak?
A six-game winning streak.
Six-game winning streak. So you know that's going on because you see the newspapers.
But that's how I used to be. I'd grab the paper. I mean, I'd glance the front cover, and then I'd go right to the sports section, rip it out, and throw the paper down.
Well, I don't know about FM music listeners. What about FM music listeners, Gina?
I don't know.
Yeah, most morning shows have news, but then the rest of the day they don't have any. So you could go to whatever music station you choose and never know what's going on.
You know, some stations are better than others. I mean, I think KBCO does a really good job of covering the current events. They have a little bit of a political, you know, thrust in some areas. I don't think a lot of FMs do that, though.
No. I don't think they do. You're right about that. You don't know what's going on. And see, there's something criminal about that. There's something wrong about that. Shouldn't they have to do news 24 hours a day?
People turn it off.
What, for 5 minutes of news you'd go away?
I think some people will.
All right, how about 90 seconds? All right, I want to know how many people out there have somebody who just who they know who lives in absolute ignorance. 303-713-7600. Gina, what's the traffic look like?
All right. Well, we've got this major issue on 6th Avenue eastbound from Wadsworth to Federal. Had a two-vehicle crash there just west of Federal, so we're battling some stop-and-go along that stretch. Of course, eastbound I-70 pretty stacked up now at your I-25 corridor, as is southbound 225. That's still struggling through the DTC. Southbound 25 still very heavy coming out of Thornton and North Glen. Weather today looks like we're going to get these increasing clouds, storms, showers possible by this afternoon, much cooler temperatures, only a high of 66 today. Currently, it's partly cloudy and 62. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760 Progressive Talk.
Did you know you can get your photos developed at your neighborhood King Supers while you shop? And right now, anytime you spend $25 or more.
Get the truth about family housing from the Fair Housing Hotline at 1-866-231-6946. This announcement was sponsored by the Colorado Coalition for the Homeless, the Colorado Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Welcome Sherry Booth, June 4th at the Buell Theater. For more info and to win or purchase tickets, log on to am760.net.
Do your joints hurt? Do you wake up feeling stiff and achy? Does arthritis slow you down? In Iceland, we think everyone deserves to live without pain. That's why there's a free bottle of Iceland Health Joint Relief Formula waiting for you when you call now. That's right, one free bottle on reserve for anyone listening to this radio station. Just call 1-800-900-2217.
I had some joint pain in my knees, and I don't feel it anymore. It's wonderful.
The arthritis has disappeared.
Iceland Health Joint Relief is a pharmaceutical-grade pain reliever that diminishes inflammation and pain, improves flexibility, and helps build new cartilage. Unlike prescription drugs with harsh side effects, it has omega-3 fish oil, so it's good for your heart, too. We Icelanders live without pain. You should, too. Call now to find out how to get your free bottle. 1-800-900-2217. 1-800-900-2217.
Flying from Denver to Oakland? Southwest Airlines can get you there nonstop starting June 17th. Just another example of how Southwest Airlines is taking you places nonstop. Visit southwest.com today.
You are now free to move about the country.
Looking for someone to buy your timeshare?
Timeshares Only told us what our timeshare was worth right over the phone and then sold it for more than we expected.
Call now to find out what your timeshare is worth and we'll send you a free information kit including 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares.
Buyers keep calling by the thousands and we need timeshares to keep up with their demands.
Call 1-800-700-0141 to find out what your timeshare is worth and get your free information kit. Dial 1-800-700-0141. 1-800-700-0141.
New this week at the video station in Boulder. Check out Free Zone, Hawk is Dying, and Hannibal Rising. Celebrating 25 years as Colorado's largest video library. Choose from over 55,000 titles. The video station, 1661 28th Street in Boulder.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that can help you get your life back. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please let me help you help yourself. Call 800-900-0427. That's 800-900-0427. 800-900-0427.
You've got the J. Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk
and AM760.net.
Jimi Hendrix today. 8:42, 42 minutes after the hour. Thunderstorms likely. High today, 66. J. Marvin, AM 760, Progressive Talk. We're, I guess you would headline this under apathy, because we're talking about people who are capable of tuning out. And whether you know anybody who fits into this category, they don't know what's happening in Iraq, and they just basically don't care. Because we're not asked to make any personal sacrifices here. Let's go to Charlie in Fort Collins. Charlie, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Thank you, Charlie. Appreciate it. Rarely do I get somebody who hangs on that long and then ends up disconnecting themselves. And he was going to make a disparaging comment about Mark Udall, so you know what? It's good that you disappeared. Let's go to Bruce in Denver. Bruce, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. One of the big concerns I've had over the last 40-odd years is the moral cowardice of Congress in general.
Wait a minute. What moral cowardice are you speaking of? Be specific. Don't be general.
Okay. Well, it starts with the Tonkin Gulf resolution, where Congress abdicated its constitutional responsibility to do our wars, to oversee our wars. It's continued right on through Reagan. When Reagan started, when he came into office in 81, our total national debt after over 200 years of existence was less than $900 billion. When Clinton came in 12 years later, the total debt was $5.5 trillion. Now it's up over $7 trillion. Congress has authorized it to go to $9 trillion.
Well, you know why?
Hold on. Let me.
No, don't tell me to hold on. This is not your radio show. Take a number and stand in line, pal.
I did. I've been
okay. Hang.
For 20
well, you know
minutes.
What? If you know what, give me any more crap, and you'll go into the phone zone. Now let me just explain something. One of the components of this is simply this, and you have to take this into consideration. And I'm not saying you're wrong, but I'm saying to consider this. You've got Congress people and you've got senators who have defense spending going on in their states and in their districts, and that defense spending equals out to jobs. So, you have to ask yourself, if you were sitting in their position, would you vote to cut out jobs in your own district? Any answer?
Well, probably not, but that's not the point I was trying to make.
But that's a component of what you're talking about, and it's a big one.
Well, right.
And it's the one that Eisenhower warned against.
Right, and that's how the military-industrial complex built its power base. And that is also, that's another area of the issue that I didn't want to get into because we could be talking on that for another half hour. But the point that I'm making here and that I wanted to get to about Udall and the other people is that when this war started, you had Rumsfeld coming up asking how long it would be, 6 months, I doubt 6 months. We're now coming up on 5 years. The war has been funded through supplemental appropriations that are financed by debt. Not our debt, but debt on our children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren.
Well, who abolished pay-as-you-go?
The Bushes, the Republicans.
Okay.
Because you know, that was one of the financial, bipartisan, I might add, Clinton and people that I loathed within the Republican Party, like Gingrich, but they did agree on if you increased spending for one program, you had to decrease it in another or raise revenue. And that did start bringing the deficit down, and we actually did start paying down the debt under Clinton. And that's about the only thing that I had to agree with on Clinton and Gingrich. Now, when Bush came in and the neocons took over, they abolished those controls, and so now the debt has increased and increased and increased.
Okay, but here's the only thing I object to. You can't say everybody in Congress is cowardly, because that's not true. I mean, many Congress people voted against a lot of this stuff, but they didn't have the majority, and they were outvoted. I mean, you have to concede that, don't you?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Okay,
When I said Congress is morally coward, that's what I was referring to, was that Congress as a whole, as a body, as a majority, has been morally cowardly since at least, the Tonkin Gulf resolution. There have indeed been individual.
There have been more than individuals. There's been a number of people who refuse to go along and who voted no.
Right.
They just
don't
ever get. You know, it's just that no spotlight is ever put on them.
That's correct. And so what I'm hoping that we can do, as Democrats and progressives in this new debate, you know, coming up in September and ongoing, that would force Bush's hand is to, one, stop funding this through supplemental appropriations and include the war in the regular defense bill, and two, get rid of this deficit financing by either A, imposing a war tax, or B, implementing tax cuts, repealing some of the tax cuts to make up for the deficit of fighting the war.
So well, I think tax cuts have to be repealed because you can't send out more than you take in.
Well, we do. I mean, we're doing it routinely.
Well, I know that, and I don't agree with it. I mean, on that particular point, you're 100% right. You're right.
And, yeah. I mean, you know, the question is not whether we pay for it. I mean, what Congress has been saying, you know, once something goes 5 or 6 years, it's no longer a supplemental. It's not an emergency. It's an ongoing, you know, fact of life.
But I think one of the reasons why that they want to try to keep this supplemental is because they want strings attached to it. They want to be able to bring. They want to be able to go back and look at it again in September, which I don't think is a bad. I don't believe is a bad idea. Do you?
No, I think though in September when you've got the whole defense budget coming up, if you incorporate this hundred, you know, this is off. This war financing is off budget. It's not included in the Defense Department, you know, budget.
Well, I think that's got to be. I think that has to be looked at. But I think the other thing we got to do too is you got to reinstate pay as you go, which means that, you know, you want something, you got to pay for it, and you got to come up with the idea on how you're going to pay for it.
I agree.
Because you can't run it on a credit card, and we've been running it on a credit card now forever and a day.
26 years, since Reagan came in.
Yeah, and it's wrong, man. It just does not work.
I agree. It's a tax on our babies.
Yep.
That's exactly who's going to pay that tax.
I'm with you on that, bud. Bruce, thanks, man.
You bet.
Appreciate it. All right, 8:50, 50 minutes past the hour. Traffic now with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. It's pretty busy as we move out of the peak of the commute. Still have a number of problems, including a disabled vehicle. Right lane was blocked eastbound I-70 right near Quebec. Had that earlier crash that had bogged down your downtown ride, southbound 25, between 58th and Spear. And eastbound lanes of 6th Avenue still struggling out of Lakewood between Wadsworth and the interstate. That was due to a two-vehicle crash west of Federal. Weather outlook today looks like it'll be cloudy. We're going to get some storms, definitely rain showers, and much cooler temperatures today, high of 66. Tonight, cloudy cool with more of those showers and a low of 40, and currently partly cloudy and 62. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Eat like Elvis at Flavors Buffet at Fortune Valley Hotel and Casino in Central City. For a limited time,
CheaperUsedAutos.com, where you'll always find the best used car prices. Summer's almost here, and there's no better time to drive with the top down.
Don't have a convertible?
No worries. Just visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. At CheaperUsedAutos.com, you'll find an incredible selection of topless models. You know, convertibles, foreign and domestic. Some real beauties, each one with special internet pricing. Time is money, so don't waste yours running all over town. Chances are they have what you're looking for.
It's easy.
Check them out. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
Ed Schultz here. You know, not so long ago, I stopped by Front Range Preventive Imaging and had a heart scan, and I'm glad I did. Dr. Blanchett, tell our listeners about why they might want to have one, too.
Thanks, Ed. I take pride in the fact that Front Range Preventive Imaging is one of only two centers in Colorado offering EBT heart imaging. According to the American Heart Association's scientific paper on heart imaging, published in October 2006, EBT imaging is the most accurate heart scan and uses the least radiation. Ask your doctor if a heart scan would be a good idea for you. You have only one heart. Keep it healthy. Insist on an EBT heart scan. Call Front Range Preventive Imaging at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN to schedule your EBT heart scan. Or learn more about EBT heart scans as well as lung cancer screening and virtual colonoscopy by visiting our website at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
Special agent.
Roger that.
Have you decrypted the message?
I don't know why they even encrypted it. It only said was one of the fastest growing auto insurance companies in the U.S.
But that's no secret. Everyone knows that over 500,000 drivers have switched to Esurance and thousands more switch every week.
That's because Esurance is the fast, easy way to get auto insurance. You can get your quote and compare that to other companies' prices instantly at Esurance.com.
And everyone knows that many drivers save hundreds at Esurance.com. They save time, too. You can buy your policy and print your insurance cards instantly online.
That's right. Quote, buy, print. Instantly at Esurance.
Don't forget the fast, friendly service. 24 hours a day, 365 days a year.
That's why I always say, if you're on the go, you've got to have Esurance.
Well, that's certainly no secret. Thanks for your report, Special Agent.
Over and out.
Start saving on auto insurance at Esurance today. Get your fast free quote at Esurance.com.
Feature is optional and subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Safe driving bonus won't apply after an accident. Patent pending. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
Right now, Jay Marvin in your car. After the show, Jay Marvin on your computer. Listen to the whole show on AM760.net.
You come from front of my car when you know all the time.
8:54, 54 minutes past the hour here on AM760 Progressive Talk. Will Hendricks this morning. Thunderstorms likely high today, 66. Let's get back on the phones. And we're talking about Iraq and also about people's apathy towards Iraq. And is that Charlie back again who disconnected himself twice? Now, let me tell you something. Forget these people who are calling John Turk and they're saying, oh, Congressman Udall wouldn't take my call. He wouldn't get on and talk to me because he doesn't want to answer his constituents. No, you know what? I never asked him to. We never set it up that way. So don't make charges and call up here and make charges that are not true. Don't send me email that is not true. And furthermore, and I don't give a damn what happens to my job. You know what? You pick on him directly with me, and it's like picking on me. You got that? Thank you. Deborah Marvada, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay.
Hi, Deb.
Hi. I have two sons in the military. And one of them was over in Iraq for over a year, and he was wounded, and he's back now. He's in school learning how to disarm bombs. And one of them's going to be a medic in the Navy. I think, you know, if more people, you mentioned something about this earlier, if more people were directly involved or directly affected, maybe we'd be more adamant about ending this war, you know, like when there was a draft in Vietnam. But, you know, on the other hand, there was 250,000 people in the plaza in Washington during Vietnam, and I don't know how much that swayed Nixon in ending his thing. He wanted to do it honorably, and, you know, that's what Bush is saying, and I've been opposed to this war ever since Bush attacked the wrong country after 9/11, and so it's, you know, it's caused a lot of strife within my family because I'm so adamantly opposed to the war. And I have the boys are, you know, they're young and they think they're doing service for their country. And I think if they cut off the funding to the contractors, this war would probably end pretty quick. But
yeah, that's a great idea. How about cutting off money to those folks instead of
That's what I really believe this is about. Is, you know, Halliburton spent, the contractors spent 10 years getting their ducks in a row for a war, and they do everything over there and get, you know, paid to do it. And I mean, the guys don't do their own cooking or laundry or anything.
No, they don't, and they should be. I mean, that should not be something that should be farmed out. And also, when you say it causes conflict in your family, conflict with who? With your husband?
With with my kids. You know, they're kind of on the opposite end of the spectrum as far as, you know, being Republican, and I'm very much a Democrat opposed to this war. I'll tell you what, Jay, you know, I got a call at 3:30 in the morning, and this man said, this is Sergeant so-and-so from the U.S. Army, and he said, your son has been wounded. And I'll tell you what, there is nothing like that. My heart just fell out, you know.
All right, Deborah, hang on a second. I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to talk to you off the air. Hang on.
Okay.
All right, we'll continue.
You can listen to AM 760 online? It's easy. Just click Listen Live on AM760.net.
Courtesy of the National Ballet Academy of Denver.
While you're there, check out Jay Marvin's video of the week. Find out what Randy Rhodes looks like. Or look up tomorrow's weather forecast on AM760.net.
Are you above age 21, nearsighted, farsighted, or have astigmatism? If so, there's still time to see if you qualify for our new blade-free LASIK study now underway at SPIVAC 2020 LASIK, conducted by one of the country's leading LASIK surgeons, Dr. Lawrence Spivak. You must have naturally occurring nearsightedness, farsightedness, or astigmatism, and be willing to complete all pre- and post-operative LASIK office visits. This study will be completed in May, so please call 303-C2020 now to see if you qualify. All participants will receive a complimentary LASIK upgrade to the blade-free Intralase LASIK technology, an $800 savings. But space is extremely limited, so please call SPIVAC 2020 LASIK now at 303-C2020 for more information. That's 303-C2020. All participants will also be eligible for the SPIVAC Lifetime LASIK Commitment. Call 303-C2020.
AM 760
and HD. Hey, Colorado, this is Ed Schultz, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. The bloodshed in Iraq has claimed the lives of at least eight more U.S. troops. The scene, Diyala Province, north of Baghdad, where an American helicopter crashed yesterday. CBS News correspondent Lara Logan says the others died trying to reach the site.
A U.S. military spokesman in Baghdad said the six soldiers in Diyala province were killed on their way to the site of a helicopter crash where two other U.S. soldiers were killed. They were part of the quick reaction force, which goes to the aid of any Americans in combat who are attacked or in any kind of trouble. And they were killed on their way to the site.
The latest deaths mean that at least 110 U.S. troops have been killed in Iraq this month. Car bombings in Baghdad today have left at least 40 people dead, and insurgents have kidnapped three Germans in the capital and more than 40 other people in Samarra. Well, President Bush has slapped new sanctions on Sudan, saying it's the responsibility of the world to come to the aid of those suffering in Darfur.
I held off implementing these steps because the United Nations believe that President Bashir could meet his obligations to stop the killing, and would meet his obligations to stop the killing. Unfortunately, he hadn't met those obligations.
The sanctions target government-run companies involved in Sudan's oil industry, as well as several individuals, including a rebel leader suspected of involvement in the violence. The Human Rights Watch head Kenneth Roth applauds the move.
These kinds of sanctions will be very disruptive, and thus we hope will be a source of significant pressure on the Sudanese government to finally relent and allow the peacekeepers into Darfur to stop the killing.
When it comes to claiming back pay, the nation's highest court says there are limits. Live to Washington and CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato.
Nick, the Supreme Court is forcing workers to stick to a strict deadline when it comes to filing paycheck discrimination complaints. You have 180 days after an alleged violation, no more. The court in this close 5-4 decision says it's unfair to force companies to defend decisions made a long time ago. CBS News legal analyst Andrew Cohen.
The decision obviously helps employers, both in limiting the number of cases that will be brought under the federal law and by reducing the amount of damages in play, even if any of those cases are successful.
Live in Washington, Barry Bagnato, CBS News.
Texas is poised to become the second state to mandate random steroid tests for high school athletes. If the governor signs a measure on the way to his desk, testing could begin at the start of the fall football season. Dan Hooten has been pushing for this law since his athlete son, who is using anabolic steroids, committed suicide.
If they think there's a reasonable chance of getting caught, they won't make the decision to use this stuff in the first place.
New Jersey also requires mandatory drug tests for student-athletes. Standard & Poor's says U.S. home prices fell 1.4% in the first quarter compared to a year ago, the first time since 1991. The prices have shown a quarterly decline. Checking stocks this morning. Right now, S&P future, the Dow is up 28, the S&P 500 up 4. This is CBS News.
Hey, Ken. Picking up a prescription?
Yeah, my erosive acid reflux.
Me too. I take Protonix pantoprazole sodium.
Does it work?
One Protonix tablet every morning helped control daytime, even nighttime acid reflux symptoms.
Nighttime symptoms too?
Yep. It even helped repair acid reflux damage. And I save on my Protonix prescription.
Think I could save on my copay?
Check your health plan. Hey, where are you going?
To call my doctor about Protonix.
Protonix copays are not less than generic drugs. Prescription Protonix heals acid-related erosions in the esophagus and relieves associated frequent and persistent heartburn. Most patients heal within 8 weeks. Your results may vary. Doctors may prescribe Protonix longer to maintain healing. Studies lasted 12 months. Other serious stomach conditions may still exist. In studies, the most common side effects were headache, diarrhea, and gas. Go to ProtonicSavings.com or call 888-5-REFLUX to learn more about Protonix, acid reflux disease, and savings. See our ad in the Saturday Evening Post. Ask your doctor if Protonix is right for you.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Controversial CU prof Ward Churchill says, yes, the school's president has recommended he be fired over allegations of research misconduct. For his part, though, CU boss man Hank Brown still not talking.
I've not seen what someone made of public, but we're forbidden from commenting on it until final action is taken.
Churchill's denying the allegations and says he'll file suit in state or federal court if the university's governing board of regents follows through on the recommendation and gives him the old heave-ho. An Overland High School student is dead. Her brother still fighting for his life after both were found face down in an Aurora swimming pool. A resident called 911 last evening after seeing the two in the water at the pool at the 9900 block of East Evans.
Found two kids that had drowned in a community pool located in a condo complex. The kids were pulled out of the water by the fire department.
The 17-year-old girl died at the hospital. Her 11-year-old brother remains on life support. Police still trying to figure out what led up to that drowning. They say the boy was wearing swim trunks. The girl was in street clothes. It's possible she died trying to save him. And a man in his 60s collapsed and died while taking part in the Boulder Boulder yesterday, the first time in that race's 29-year history that a participant has died. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Well, we're still dealing with a crash southbound I-25 at 38th Street. Of course, that's right in the middle of your downtown commute, so traffic's still a bit sluggish through there, 58 towards Spear. Southbound 225 heavy as well from Yosemite toward I-25. That's one of our last slow pockets. We had an earlier wreck eastbound 6 that had affected your commute between Wadsworth and Federal. Again, that is still shaking loose, although the wreck is out of the way. Weather today, increasing clouds with some storms and showers, much cooler temperatures, high of 66. Tonight, it'll be cloudy, cool, again.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read just one? Hi, I'm Jeff Flam, founder of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your entire family. Kids do better in school, teens can score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo of IQ is only available for a limited time, so call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-401-3267. That's 1-800-401-3267. 1-800-401-3267.
I want to send a special message out there to Deborah, who I spent time with talking off the air. Deborah, we love you. I love you. And your sons are going to be okay. And we're going to figure out a way somehow to stop this thing. And Deborah also brought up the point about figuring out a way to constantly remind people that this is going on, and especially those people who are apathetic and who don't understand, or they don't follow what's happening. And we're going to get into more of that, I think, tomorrow. Okay, it's time for Paul Waldman with Media Matters, our weekly look at misinformation. Paul is also the author of many books, including his latest, being The Right Is Not Enough, What Progressives Must Learn from Conservative Success. And Paul, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jay.
How are you?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
I'm doing all right. And how was your Memorial Day weekend?
It was just fine.
Okay. I did myself a favor. I did not watch the Sunday morning talking shows.
No, I know that they tend to get you a little agitated.
I thought, you know, I'm leaving it alone. Okay, let's get on to some stuff here. We'll start with our friend Sean Hannity, who suggested that Edwards' pimping is evidence that he does not understand the nature of the battle in the war that's being waged against us. He's not the only one who has said this. There were other people on the right who went after John Edwards for making the statement that the war on terror is a bumper sticker slogan. Talk about this a little bit.
Well, what Hannity said was that the fact that there's a video out there that shows John Edwards fixing his hair means that he doesn't understand the war on terror. That's logic that's a little bit hard to follow, but that's what Sean Hannity said. That if you, and I think he even put up the video of John Edwards fixing his hair along with pictures of an Al-Qaeda manual for torturing prisoners, as though that were some sort of evidence that somehow John Edwards doesn't understand the war on terror. What I find interesting about this is that it seems like conservatives all the time, whenever there's a disagreement about how exactly we should fight terrorism, what's the best strategy, they always come back to saying that Democrats or progressives just don't understand. Now, this is coming from a party and a political movement that has basically elevated not understanding to its own guiding principle. You know, I mean, they don't really want to understand who's who in the Middle East. They're not really interested in what motivates terrorists. None of that seems to matter. It's only about, you know, going with your gut and going out there and fighting the bad guys, and these kind of very, very simplistic, almost childish explanations for how we go about this. But yet when it comes to criticizing Democrats, they always say, well, they don't understand, as though their knowledge is incomplete. And, you know, this is the attack that Hannity made on Edwards, and this is what a lot of people said about him. You know, he came out and gave this speech where he said that the war on terror is just a bumper sticker, and that defining it as a war against what is basically a technique and not a group of people, not an ideology, but a technique of warfare is just silly. And we need to think in a different way to combat terrorism. Well, what did they all say? Well, they all said, well, he just doesn't understand terrorism. He doesn't understand the world that we face. But it seems so strange coming from a group of people who don't seem to really care much about understanding, whether it's terrorism or much else.
What I always come away with this is the same kind of is basically the same thing that you just said, except I don't know if they really care or they don't care. I think they're incapable of understanding. They're infected with this kind of insanity and this kind of insane view of the world, and then they turn around and every time you criticize or say, look, I don't think this idea is right, well, you just don't understand. Which is like this ridiculous blanket statement. What do you mean, I don't understand? What is there that I don't get?
And that's something we hear from Rudy Giuliani a lot these days. The Democrats don't understand terrorism, and I understand it because I was in New York on September 11th.
What he was doing was he was wandering the streets of downtown New York City because his office to handle emergency problems was in the World Trade Center and gotten blown up. What doesn't he understand?
Yeah, and you know, Giuliani is an interesting kind of case study because he portrays himself as the person who is most qualified to combat terrorism. Now, he doesn't really actually, when you think about it, have any experience in terrorism at all. He was there on September 11th, and he gave a couple of press conferences in which he was relatively composed, particularly compared to President Bush. But does that mean that qualifies him more than anyone else to fight terrorism? You know, he certainly hasn't even attempted to say that he has some kind of greater experience in a real substantive way with different methods of fighting terrorism, or that he has some deep knowledge of Al-Qaeda and how they operate and what their weaknesses are, anything like that. Though that sort of knowledge is not really, doesn't really seem to be prized, at least among the Republican primary electorate. Just saying, I was there on 9/11 and you all remember and I'm the hero and I'm America's mayor, that seems to be enough to allow people to believe that he's the most qualified person to fight terrorism. But when you actually think about the details, he really doesn't have any experience at all in fighting terrorism.
He has no credentials. He, you know what, he's one of these guys, but a lot of people are like this. I mean, the media kind of self-anoints them, and then they carry on from there. And then they believe, and then they pump this big myth up, but he doesn't have any credentials. What intelligence reports has he seen? What votes has he cast? None. Right?
Well, you're absolutely right. And, you know, maybe he has some sort of different idea about fighting terrorism that's going to be better than what we've done up until now, but I haven't seen that from him either. You know, that's one of the interesting things is the one candidate who gets criticized for not having enough substantive plans is Barack Obama. You always hear that about him. Oh, you know, he's just he has this candidacy that's long on charisma and hope, but he doesn't really have the substance behind it. Well, I haven't heard any substantive plans, frankly, from any of the Republican candidates on really anything. I don't know what does Rudy Giuliani want to do about health care? What does Mitt Romney want to do about fighting terrorism? What does John McCain want to do about the economy? I haven't heard any kind of substantive plans for any of them, but the only person who seems to get that criticism is Barack Obama, that he's supposed to have more plans than he's already put out, but yet the Republicans don't really get asked about what their plans are.
See, that's one thing I don't understand. And I know our jobs are not political analysis, but I have never understood why, for instance, McCain doesn't use this against Giuliani. Why McCain doesn't say, hey, what votes have you cast? What wars have you fought in? What situations have you been in? Barack Obama can at least say to Giuliani, wait a minute, my votes are on record. My statements are on record with the Senate, with the Illinois State Legislature. I had to make decisions. I mean, you've been the mayor, but basically what you're doing is you're sitting on the outside taking shots in, and you didn't have to vote on the Iraq appropriations bill.
And also, you know, Giuliani, and along with all the other Republican candidates, has supported everything that George Bush has done in Iraq. Now, that might suggest something about his judgment, but you could argue that either way, but perhaps that's something we should have a discussion about. I haven't heard that discussion yet, though.
Yeah, I haven't either. See, and I'm puzzled by all of this. It's 9:15, 15 minutes after 9 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm just puzzled as to why, well, I don't want to say Matthews, but, you know, why some of these folks in the media don't raise their hands and ask him. Like, when the debate was going on, I kept waiting, even though I didn't watch it, because I couldn't sit through it, but I watched the clips later. Nobody asked him that question. So he's kind of like the self-anointed expert who doesn't really have any expertise. So it'd be like me saying, well, here, I got a photograph of me standing next to a Formula One car. Paul, I can drive it. Well, yeah, but wait a minute, where's your history? Well, I don't need one. All right, let's talk about this guy's a minor player, but he is on MSNBC. And what I mean by minor is he doesn't seem to get very good ratings. And he also, he makes a lot of statements that, really, you put two and two together, they just don't come up with four. Here's one of them. Tucker Carlson on Senator Clinton. Could you actually live in this country for 8 years having to listen to her voice? Well, wait a minute. Are you saying that Tommy Thompson has a melodious voice? Are you saying that Rudy Giuliani has a melodious voice? Every time I hear Rudy Giuliani speak, and I'm not on this whole thing about attacking Giuliani, but I always wonder if his teeth are false or not. See what I'm saying? I mean, what difference does any of this make, Tucker?
Well, you know, I think this kind of comment is indicative of what you hear a lot in the media when it comes to Hillary Clinton. You know, whichever candidate you support, and this is not about, you know, whether or not either one of us supports Hillary Clinton, but she gets judged by an entirely different set of standards than male candidates do, frankly. You know, people talk about how ambitious she is, as though you know, someone like Mitt Romney or John McCain or Barack Obama is not ambitious. It seems like only the woman gets tarred with being ambitious. And the reason, of course, is that their ambition is reasonable. It's reasonable for a male politician to run for higher office. But somehow when a female politician does it, there's something a little bit unseemly about it. There's a lot of attention to things like the sound of her voice, and she's shrill. And she gets referred to with a lot of words that I think that indicate that kind of latent sexism is out there. No one is going to come out and say, well, we shouldn't elect her because she's a woman. But there are all sorts of different standards that are being applied to her. And, you know, as you said, nobody's talking about the sound of Tommy Thompson's voice. It doesn't even come up. But somehow having a woman speak about politics and speak in strong terms is jarring to some people. Someone like Tucker Carlson, and he's certainly not alone in this. You hear a lot of people saying similar things. Well, they just can't stand the sound of her voice. Well, you know, what does that really mean? I think that if she had her own cooking show on the Food Network, Tucker Carlson wouldn't be thinking about whether he liked the sound of her voice.
Yeah, he wouldn't care. You're right about that.
Yeah, it's because that as a female politician, there's something that strikes some people as just not quite right about that, and that's why they pay attention to things like her voice.
And Carlson's not alone on this. I mean, Matthews has done it, so has Joe Scarborough, so has numerous other people have done this. They've done what I like to call the B factor, which you know what that word stands for, and they apply it to her, yet they don't apply the same standards to the other candidates. And a good example of that is, how many times has McCain's temper gotten in his way?
Absolutely. McCain has a notorious temper. He blows up at people. The Washington is littered with people who have been the subject of his rage, and it doesn't really get discussed very much. Rudy Giuliani, just take another example, his tenure was marked by really an extraordinary cruelty.
Yes.
And if you think about the way that his second marriage broke up with him informing his wife via press conference that he was leaving her and parading around his mistress, I mean, it was positively sadistic. And he had young children at home while this was all going on. Only Hillary Clinton's personality is supposed to be, you know, grating or mean or anything like that. But the male candidates seem to get away with that stuff without much notice.
Yeah, you're right, and it's wrong. It's definitely wrong, and good for you guys to call Tucker Carlson and the others on this. All right, before we run out of time, I want to get to this because this is absolutely this is just the best. Media Matters for America has a report out. You can download this report and read it in a PDF file by going to mediamatters.org. Left Behind: The Skewed Representation of Religion in Major News Media. And you guys are absolutely right about this. If you go by the major news media, there is no progressives, liberals, or anybody on the left who accepts or believe that Jesus Christ or any other God is their savior.
Yeah, we decided to find out how often progressive religious leaders get quoted and mentioned in the major news media as compared to conservative religious leaders. And what we found when we kind of assembled a top 10 list for each side, and what we found was that the conservatives get quoted and mentioned in some cases 2, 3, 4 times as often as the progressives do. And so what you see in the news media is that when they want to talk about the intersection of religion and politics, they naturally pick up the phone and call conservative religious leaders. They don't think to contact those progressive religious leaders. And, you know, in a lot of cases, their flocks, the groups that they represent, the denominations that they represent are just as numerous, if not more numerous, than the conservative ones. But the news media have contributed to this idea that religion in America is primarily, you know, the religious people are conservative people, and that a voter who votes on their values is someone who is a conservative Christian. All those things are not true, but there's been kind of a shutout of the progressive religious voices. So we have this report that we're releasing today, and we're doing a press conference today about in Washington with some of those progressive religious leaders who are going to talk about it. I think that it's something that as the news media pay more attention to the intersection of religion and politics, which they've been doing, they have a responsibility to do it in a way that really accurately represents the state of American belief and who religious people are. And the fact is that most religious people are not conservatives. So that hasn't been represented in the media, but hopefully that'll change.
I hope so, too, because here's the catch-22 you're stuck in. Either there is no... They play the following games with us. Number one, if there are any liberal or progressive religious figures out there, they get no media coverage. Then number two, you get people like Pat Buchanan, and I admittedly like Pat Buchanan. I don't think he's right all the time, and but I think he's a lot less over the top at times than some of the others, although he's had his moments. He'll get on the air and he'll say, well, look, you know, the liberals and the Democratic Party, they're the party of secular hostility. Well, that's not true. But if you watch the media, that's what it seems like.
Yeah, the fact of the matter is that, most Democrats are religious. There are lots of secular people who are Democrats, too. But if we're going to talk about religion and politics, then I think it's incumbent upon news organizations to get the opinions of those progressive religious people. And there are millions and millions and millions of them out there. And there are lots of progressive religious leaders who, are ready and waiting to speak to these issues if given the opportunity. But most of the time, they're not.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And I think that goes for all of the media outlets, including PBS. Do you think PBS falls in that category, too?
Yeah, I think they do. And, we included them. We didn't break them out on their own, but we did include them in our study. So we found across all the news networks that, there's definitely this skew toward looking to the conservative religious leaders as opposed to the progressive ones.
I'd like to ask you about that sometime. PBS and NPR seem to wear this halo when it comes to, a lot of progressives, a lot of liberals believe that they wear this halo. But I've noticed that Media Matters has caught both of them on numerous occasions.
Absolutely. We look at them. We look at what goes on PBS, like on the Lehrer NewsHour and on NPR. And there have been times when we've spotted them passing on conservative misinformation. It does happen. I think that they maybe try harder than some other news organizations to be, have as purely balanced a presentation as they can. But they're far from perfect, and they make a lot of mistakes. And when we catch them doing so, we point it out.
All right. Paul Waldman, thank you so much. He's a senior fellow at Media Matters for America. Also, this book is a must-read. Being Right is Not Enough, What Progressives Must Learn from Conservative Success. Paul, it's always good to have you on, man. I appreciate you being on the show.
My pleasure.
All right. Thank you so much. There's Paul Waldman. Go to MediaMatters.org. Sign up for their bulletins. All right. Open phones, 303-713-7600. I'm getting all this flack email now for my support of Congressman Udall. But you know what? That's too bad. I support him. And if somebody does something that I don't agree with, and they do it out of their conscience and they do it out of what they think is right, then I have no problem with that. It's when they do it, and they do it because it's political opportunism, then I have a problem with that. Or if they do it out of ignorance, I have a problem with that too. And I don't think that Congressman Udall fits either category. And how long, John, have we been talking to him now? For 2 years? 2.5 years? And he has always, always, always told us the truth. So I believe he did this out of good conscience. And I don't have to agree with somebody 100% of the time not to.
I'm Jim Dietforst, owner of Cottman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you're in need of a reliable, honest quote or service on your vehicle, come see us at Cottman Transmission today. You might be surprised at how different we do business. We pride ourselves on giving our customers the very best quality service, so you'll never feel like a number when you're here. At Cottman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Call us anytime at 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-557-1362. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-557-1362. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now, 1-800-557-1362. 1-800-557-1362.
When you love what you do, it's impossible not to be successful doing it. So when it comes to investing your life into a franchise opportunity, how do you know you'll find a franchise that you'll absolutely love? We're Franchise Revenue Systems. Our passion is finding the perfect franchise opportunity to meet your passion and financial resources. If you're a young entrepreneur looking to find that modest seed you can nurture into a lifetime of wealth, we'll help you find it. If you're a seasoned business pro, ready to go big time on your own, we'll work big time to help you find it. Call today and get a free guide revealing the top secrets to starting a franchise. It's yours free with our compliments. Love what you do. Let us help. Give us a call today and get your guide to the top secrets to starting a franchise free as our gift to your entrepreneurial spirit. Call 1-800-922-6939. 1-800-922-6939. 1-800-922-6939.
Running a small business is like raising a child. You nurture it, giving up your time and energy just to make sure it grows and stays healthy. You sacrifice yourself to give it every chance at success. But if you haven't incorporated yet, it could all disappear in an instant, taking with it your personal assets like your car, your life savings, even your home. Fortunately, incorporating your business is fast and easy. In fact, you can do it in just 10 minutes. And there's an easy way to find out more. Just request a free guide today and learn about the wonderful benefits of incorporation from the Company Corporation. We don't offer legal or financial advice, but we have been helping people incorporate for over 100 years. Call 1-800-497-5951. Protect your family and personal assets by forming a corporation or a limited liability company. Take your first step by requesting a free guide. Call 1-800-497-5951. 1-800-497-5951. That's 1-800-497-5951.
StatEducation.com.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4.
Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Wondering where in this world might you be? And know that all the time you're still roaming the countryside.
Still 9:30, AM 760, Progressive Talk. John Turk, playing Hendrix. Yeah. Thunderstorms likely high at 66. John gave me this really nice box set Hendrix thing for Christmas. Yes, very good. It was a great present. You have kind of a thoughtful look on your face, Mr. Turk. What are you thinking about?
I don't know if I'm amazed that you remember. How good is it? Do you like that box set?
Oh, yeah, man.
How about the Art of Rock book that you got this Christmas?
Yeah,
did you flip through that?
Yeah, I've read it.
There's some great Jimi Hendrix posters in there, isn't there?
Yeah, yeah. I should explain about that, too. I got this beautiful book, a large coffee table book, about which is about art, rock, and roll posters, and it's really cool. But, man, that Hendrix box thing is the gift that just keeps on giving. You know, it really does. Yeah, okay. Fine. No! Do not! Just don't even say anything more. No, I'll explain it to you. I will explain it to you. I will explain it to you later on why we cannot discuss that on the air, my man. 9:31, 31 minutes after the hour. Gina, you didn't hear that. Did you?
No.
John, you can't use those terms to describe gifts. Okay, Gina.
Yes. What did John say?
Well, if I took it out, Gina, why would I now tell you?
I guess.
All right. Traffic this morning's been good, though, hasn't it?
Not too bad.
Oh, come on. Has it been good or hasn't it? Either it's good or it's lousy. Okay, was it better today than it was, say, last Thursday?
Sure.
Okay, well, can we go with that?
Okay.
Okay, thanks.
Yes. All right. Okay. Well, we did have a wreck southbound 25 right between 38th and Spear. Traffic continues to be a little heavy through there. I think we do have another crash on southbound I-25 right around 58th. A couple of more cars, so just watch out. That's been a problem area this morning. Otherwise, we're doing pretty good. Weather today, increasing clouds with storms, showers, much cooler temperatures, high of 66 today. Currently, it's partly cloudy and 66. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760 Progressive Talk.
Did you know you can get your photos developed at your neighborhood King Supers while you shop? And right now, anytime you spend $25 or more...
Now that the weather's warmed up, bet you're spending a lot of time outside. How is your patio furniture? If it's got strings hanging off and springs poking through, it's time to get to Freehoff's Patio and Garden Center in Boulder. May is comfort month, and the more you buy, the more you save. Check out all the deep seating furniture that's so luxurious and comfortable, and the sale includes most brands they carry. Freehoff's always has same-day delivery and 2 acres of beautiful patio furniture. Spelled Freehoff's, pronounced Freehoff's. They're at 33rd and Arapaho in Boulder.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away?
Yeah, it's called the Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right up.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-550-7870. Again, that's 1-800-550-7870. 1-800-550-7870.
It has a remote.
I'll get another cart.
Want to save big on a gorgeous new ceiling fan? Head to the Home Depot right now and get 20% off all in-stock ceiling fans by popular brands like Hampton Bay and Hunter. Now till May 30th, only at the Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid in U.S. only. See store for details.
Don't procrastinate. Call the Mortgage Store right now at 303-423-7171 and start saving money today. It's fast, it's easy, and they're open evenings and weekends. The Mortgage Store, 303-423-7171.
Denver, Boulder,
Broomfield. The Salvation Army has been a part of Colorado for more than a century. Today, we're everywhere there is need, through community centers, transitional housing, family service centers, senior citizen programs, and emergency disaster services. 83 cents of every dollar donated reaches those who need it most right here. Won't you donate at imsalvationarmy.org? The Salvation Army, doing the most good.
Superior. Federal Heights.
New this week at the video station in Boulder. Check out Free Zone, Hawk is Dying, and Hannibal Rising. Celebrating 25 years as Colorado's largest video library. Choose from over 55,000 titles. The video station, 1661 28th Street in Boulder.
The talk show that thinks like you. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
After the hour, AM 760 Progressive Talk. Yeah, little Hendricks. Thunderstorms likely, high today 66. John and I are having a fight behind the scenes. Who's winning, John, me or you? You are, probably. Okay. It's because you like that knuckle-dragging hillbilly. All right. Rule number one. Do not get on the radio and play inside baseball. Jay, you amateur. I'm talking about somebody who used to work here. Don. All right, let's go back to the phones. And we got Oliver in Denver. Oliver, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Yeah. Well, this is, again, I'm calling back about the race, but I'm going to go off course here a little bit. Since we're talking about CU, I graduated from CU in 73. And,
What did you graduate with? What kind of a degree?
Oh, I had a communications degree and sociologist, and I ended up working computer games for United Airlines for 33 years.
Wow.
But I'm not getting off the track. But, again, what's going on at CU now isn't that much different than when I was up there because, of course, if you think back, that's when the Vietnam War was still going on quite nicely. Thank you. And professors up there were saying things that were almost as red flag waving as Mr. Ward Churchill was talking about. And, of course, anybody who actually thinks deeply about it, he's calling little Ehrlichmans, that the actual Ehrlichman did have to have a big army to run the army.
It's Eichmann.
Eichmann. Okay, I'm looking at Goebbels here or something else I'm doing, too. But you need to have a lot of people to be able to work to make the propaganda work properly. And, well...
Yeah, but that doesn't justify what he said. No, it doesn't. You know what? In no way, shape, or form. And I'll tell you something, you ought to check out. You ought to check out the documentary that's out now on DVD. And I got it at the video station in Boulder. About the Weather Underground. And at one point in there, I believe it's either Mark Rudd or Bill Ayers talks about, I think it's Mark Rudd talks about the fact of that when you assert moral superiority to the point where you think you're so right that you dehumanize others, that becomes a dangerous thing and that's what they did. And what Ward Churchill did is exactly the same thing in dehumanizing those people, because there were people in that building, in those buildings, that their only crime was they went to work that day. They're not responsible. They don't make the policies of the United States of America. That's excess.
Well, get this picture, we all seen it before, but when you're saying that, that picture comes to my mind when that Huey helicopter was leaving the embassy from the roof during the exit, and all those people who wanted to board the helicopter were also surplus. But
well, wait a minute, I don't understand how those two things connect.
Well,
point being is, okay, here's
yeah.
the point. Point is that if push comes to shove, 99.99% of the people in this country, including yourself,
okay,
would not quit your job based on the idea that you abstractly fit into some larger puzzle that is doing bad in the world. Because if that were true, then we would all park our cars and not drive. There are certain things we wouldn't consume, and we would modify a lot of our behavior, and a lot of us are not going to do that.
No.
And when you have responsibilities, and your responsibilities demand that you go to work in order to feed yourself, your family, or try to achieve the American dream and try to make something happen, to put forward this such an abstract thought as you're part of a war machine and that you should quit your job or you deserve to die in a terrible terrorist attack, that's just, you know what that is? That's mental illness.
It's a little extreme, but of course you can throw a wider net over it. But this country is actually, okay, what is this country actually producing now?
What do you mean, what is this country producing? What does that mean?
What are we producing now? Because we're both we're into auto racing. I'm into all types, but Formula One, of course, is at the highest part of the food chain. Offshore, the jobs they're living offshore.
Well, that stuff's not right, and we should stop it, but that doesn't mean that the people who are taking those jobs offshore, it doesn't mean that they're morally responsible for it. How does that work?
Well, again, the base cause is all about the vengeance. The working people here in this country were getting to the point that they wanted too many Benjamins.
Okay, now I'm like I'm totally amiss. And I don't mean to be picking on you. Seriously, I can't figure out where you're coming from. What do you mean people in this country wanted too many Benjamins? I want as many Benjamins as I can get my hands on, don't you?
Yes, we do, but we can go offshore. As I said, this company I work for, when I was finally, you know, retired, that my job was going to Canada, Mexico, Delhi, and into China. And, of course, they're making quite a bit less than you or I are making, but the quality of the work is at or above what was actually going on here.
Okay. You know what this conversation has become? What this conversation has become is like, and I mean this in a very respectful manner.
Okay.
What this has become is it's become like wandering around all over the place. The thing is, nothing that goes on here, nothing that has happened, will happen, or is about to happen, will justify ever the condemning of and or justifying the deaths of innocent people, whether it's Ward Churchill, Rudy Giuliani, George W. Bush, J. Marvin, Oliver on the phone, or anybody else. It doesn't justify it. It's not right. Those people simply just went to work. And Ward Churchill, I think, is a deeply disturbed and angry individual, and that's fine. And he has a right to say what he wants to say, and I don't think it should reflect off on his job. But I also have the right to step forward and say, I challenge what you say, and I just disagree with it.
What you just said what he proposed and what happened immediately.
Well, I don't care if it happened two years later. I mean, it's a stupid, dumb, ridiculous statement. Like, suppose you're working in that building as a janitor and you get killed.
Yeah.
How are you a little Eichmann if you're a janitor? How are you even a little Eichmann if you're a secretary? How are you a little Eichmann if you're an office worker?
Collateral.
Well, you know what? That's crap. That's dehumanizing people. You know what? That's mentally ill BS.
Well, the only thing I can really say is that what I would say was immediate when those planes hit those buildings, that was immediate. But when your job in the steel mill goes away, when you communicate,
how do you equate one with the other? One has nothing to do with the other.
One is a slow death, and one is immediate.
No, if my job at the steel mill goes away, check this out. I'm above ground breathing, and I always have the possibility to get in my automobile or take a train or a bus or whatever the case may be and find another job. If I'm laying at the bottom of the rubble of the World Trade Center, I don't have a chance to find another job. I'm dead. Now, come on. You can't tell the difference between the two?
It's a matter of if you die immediately or you die.
You know what? That's ridiculous. That's BS. That's crap. That's absolute frickin' Oliver. That's absolute frickin' crap. If you're dead, you don't have a chance at anything. If you lose your job, you can find another job. I've found tons of other jobs.
Right. But
you're equating losing your job with death?
Some people it has been.
Oh, you know what? Goodbye. Thank you. I love you. Get off.
All right.
Get off. Hang up.
Will do.
Now, put the phone down. Hang up. Go away. Thank you. Okay. Rick Morgan. With traffic.
Jay, we continue to have problems on southbound I-25, south of I-70. Now, a few cars involved in an accident right around 58, bound to hang up that drive as you head into the downtown area. Other than that, though, we've got pretty good speeds on the rest of I-25 across downtown through the bridges and around the tech center. Shouldn't have any trouble on I-70 on either side of the city. Across that elevator looks pretty good right now. Up to speed on 225 as you make your way across Aurora. No problems on 470 or 6th Avenue. And the drive on the turnpike in pretty good shape. Weather forecast, sunshine this morning, but clouds rolling in this afternoon. Pretty good chance of showers. Highs in the upper 60s. Scattered showers tonight, low 42. And cloudy and cool tomorrow with a few scattered showers and a high of only 60. Right now it is 67 degrees. Rick Morgan, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Hallmark is looking for the number one dancing dad. So get dad off the couch and come check out the daddy of all dance-offs at the Park Meadows Mall.
I know how hard it is to find honest, reliable service on your vehicle. Hi, I'm Jim DeForest, owner of Cottman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you need a second opinion or just want to make sure you're getting an honest quote on your vehicle maintenance problems, then come to Cottman. At Cottman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Bring your vehicle by anytime. We're at Broadway and Yale, or just call 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
One price, one promise, one customer at a time. South Broadway at Littleton Boulevard or at Shomp.com. Thanks.
I want to let you in on a little secret, but before I do, could all you car dealers, bankers, and credit card companies switch over to the All Sappy Love Songs All Day Long station? Good. For the rest of you, here's the secret. FreeCreditReport.com. If you know your credit score going in, you may be able to cut a better deal on car loans, refis, even credit cards. And you'll find your free credit score and report at FreeCreditReport.com. That's the secret. Get your free credit score and report with enrollment in Triple Advantage at FreeCreditReport.com. Get the score.
Another how-to half minute from the Home Depot.
Hey, check out that ceiling fan.
It's nice, yeah. But we're not here for a ceiling fan.
No, I know, but it's really pretty.
But we're not here for...
They're 20% off.
Huh. Yeah, but
it has a remote.
I'll get another cart.
Want to save big on a gorgeous new ceiling fan? Head to the Home Depot right now and get 20% off all in-stock ceiling fans by popular brands like Hampton Bay and Hunter. Now till May 30th, only at the Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid in U.S. only. See store for details.
Tom Hartman coming up at 10. Right now, it's the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Okay, 9:50, 50 minutes after the hour. AM 760, Progressive Talk. Thunderstorms like the high today, 66. And back on the phones, it's open phones. We go to Ron in Aurora. Ron, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. What about yourself?
Real good. I've got 3 points that will help the Democratic Party if they choose to select one or all three. First point is that I don't know if you remember, but when George Bush took office, gasoline was $1 a gallon. Now it's over $3 a gallon, and they have nobody to blame but the Republicans for doing that. And why I say that is this. When it came time to reelect George Bush, gasoline prices dropped to below $2, trying to suck people into think that the gas prices were coming down and that the Republicans were the way to go, and so George Bush got reelected, and as soon as he got reelected, then the price went to over $3 a gallon, and it's going to climb to over more than that. So my point is this. Gasoline prices were $1 a gallon when George Bush took office, and we know what they are now. We need to blame the Republicans for the price of gasoline. And that's a charge that will stick, and it's a charge that will lose the Republican Party an awful lot of members because they cannot afford the high prices of gasoline. That's my first point.
Well, I think it's a pretty good point, and I think you are right. I think gas prices did go down shortly before he was elected.
Yeah. Let me share my second point with you, and that was the idea that victory is all in Iraq has always been promoted as a victory for the United States. This war should be couched in the terms of victory for the Iraqi people. We're over there to help them, and that's my second point.
Yeah, except we didn't go there originally for that.
Well, to depose Saddam Hussein.
Well, no, we went there originally to find weapons of mass destruction. When we didn't find any of those, then it was we went there to depose Saddam Hussein. Then we did that, and then it was we were there to bring democracy to the Iraqis and our way of life, and then when that failed, then it was, okay, we're there to fight al-Qaeda. Now that that's not working, every other week they have some other different reason for us being there.
Right, and if the Democrats take this tack that this is victory for the Iraqi people and that we withdraw as a sign of victory for the Iraqi people, where we lost 8 soldiers over the weekend, 2 in a helicopter that was shot down, and then 6 more soldiers trying to go to the rescue point, and they were dynamited in their rescue attempt. So if we promote the terms or the thought that we're there to help the Iraqi people, and that we want victory for the Iraqi people, then we're just there to help them. I think that's the second point that the Democratic Party could use to strengthen their position in deposing the Republicans. The third point is this. It's the price controls. Hawaii instituted price controls on gasoline the first time that it went up to $3, and that when it got to $2.65, they instituted price controls, and so they locked in gasoline at $2.65. I don't know if the second time around Hawaii has remembered their first trip at price controls, but that's the third point that I'd like to make.
So you want to see price controls?
That's with regard to gasoline, you bet, because Bush is now going after Sudan, and the reason for the Sudan is that their oil and gas, you would not think that Sudan had oil and gas, but they do. And Bush will go after Iran because of their oil and gas. And so price controls are very necessary. The profits that the oil industry is making is
Well, we just need to move alternative fuel. That's what we need to do.
Well,
That's what we ought to be talking about. We ought to be talking about that 24/7. We ought to move to alternative fuel. It's the only answer.
Okay,
the only answer, either that or we'll continue to keep going to war over oil, over fossil fuels. That's what we ought to be talking about. We ought to talk about moving to alternative energy. I really believe that. Ron, thanks, man. Appreciate the call.
Bye.
Let's go to Joyce in Lafayette. Joyce, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
How are you feeling?
I feel pretty good.
Good. I called to thank you for having Congressman Udall on the radio. I think Congressman Udall is a man of integrity and honesty, just like you do, and I think that the people who are emailing you and saying the negatives need to be in his shoes. I'm not happy about the war. I want the troops home today, but I support my congressman, and he is my congressman. And I'm very proud of the fact that he is my congressman. So I thank you, Jay, and I hope you'll have him on a lot more.
All right. Anytime you want, I will have him on more, and I thank you for the call. Thanks.
And I thank you.
Sure.
Bye, Jay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't agree with him, but you know what? That's okay. I don't have to. Boy, what is it about some people's email programs? Have you ever gotten this where they send you like five of the same emails over and over again? It's bizarre, isn't it? JJ and Golden. JJ, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay Marvin.
Hey.
How you doing, sir?
Well, I'm doing pretty good, man. How about you?
I'm hanging in there. Oliver needs to quit using that NyQuil on his pancakes or something, man.
I'm
30. So I just turned 36 Saturday, man, and that gas ain't been a dollar since I've been driving, so I don't know what he's talking about. when was the last time gas was a dollar? Do you remember?
No, I can't remember. But, you know,
it's
I feel like I
6 years ago.
I feel like if I say anything, then people go like, oh, you beat up on every caller, so I just let it go.
Well, you're way liberal on your time and what you let some people get away with, I think. The last stint you was here in town,
yeah,
you would have those suckers
what?
Right off.
Yeah, you know what? Now you're out of time, man, because I got to go. Call me tomorrow, brother.
I'll do that. Later, bubba.
All right. I love him. We don't agree on, we don't see eye to eye on everything, but JJ's good people. And so are the rest of you, no matter how frustrated I get. Tom Hartman, the adult, is next. See you tomorrow morning. We're here tomorrow morning to talk to you.
Do your joints hurt? Do you wake up feeling stiff and achy? Does arthritis slow you down? In Iceland, we think everyone deserves to live without pain. That's why there's a free bottle of Iceland Health Joint Relief Formula waiting for you when you call now. That's right, one free bottle on reserve for anyone listening to this radio station. Just call 1-800-900-2217.
I had some joint pain in my knees, and I don't feel it anymore. It's wonderful.
The arthritis has disappeared.
Iceland Health Joint Relief is a pharmaceutical-grade pain reliever that diminishes inflammation and pain, improves flexibility, and helps build new cartilage. Unlike prescription drugs with harsh side effects, it has omega-3 fish oil, so it's good for your heart, too. We Icelanders live without pain. You should, too. Call now to find out how to get your free bottle. 1-800-900-2217. 1-800-900-2217.
Did you know you can listen to AM760 online? It's easy. Just click Listen Live on AM760.net.